Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's happening pretty much every day now. The amount of off-the-chart, incredible news that we have to cover is simply mind-blowing. Thank you so much for joining us on this 13th day, the Wednesday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast. Again, it is November 13th, 2013. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. I wasn't going to have any guests today, but there's been so much breaking news since yesterday when I made the decision to not have any guests that we're going to have several guests on today. Eric Mueller, known as Mancal Mueller, syndicated radio host. He has a hit TV show, God, Guns, and Automobiles with his brother. He was offered $9+ million to join the Obama team, basically, and to go be hired by another broadcasting outfit and sell out. And a lot of other people I know this is happening to. And the Pentagon announced it was going to start these operations through other corporate conduits back in July. Government promises to stop lying because of Drudge Report. Spotlight was the article. But in it, they actually meant they're going to engage the alternative real media that isn't selling out. It's also in the news that WebMD and other sites are paid millions of dollars a month to promote the Obamacare lie that it's affordable and wonderful. Even corporate mainstream media has to admit it's easier to get into Harvard than it is to sign up for Obamacare, mathematically. It's easier to get accepted to Harvard than it is to sign up for Obamacare because, folks, it's not meant to be signed up to. We told you that beforehand. The bill says you don't get the health care. You get your prices doubled and you get your quality cut. It was written by offshore megabanks to absolutely eviscerate everyone. What do you think? We just got up here and said it was going to screw you and made it up? We showed you the subsections. The greatest screw job in history. The greatest screw job. Because the betrayal is so over the top. I mean, when Nazi Stukas were bombing Poland, you knew it was a black airplane dive bombing out of the sky, dropping a 500-pound bomb on you. But I'm telling you, if you painted a smiley face on the bomb today, the average trendy would go out and lay on the ground and beg the Stuka to bomb them. If you said, the Stuka bomber is coming and it's going to give you something free, the average trendy, even if they saw cities burning and buildings burning, would go out and lay on the grass waving torches at night saying, please give me the free deal. And if they saw a bomb dropped 100 yards away killing people, they would run towards the bomb if it was trendy. And if the bomb was black. That's another thing. It's important to see that's, you're racist if you don't run out and the Nazi black bomber flies up and then it drops a bomb. And you, I mean, that's my analogy. And you just run up and grab it because it's the trendy thing to do. I'm being a little bit sarcastic now. But, I mean, what do you do at this level of insanity? Here's what's coming up. We've got the latest death care, Obamacare, scam care news. It's unbelievable. I can't even believe it. We've got incredible Federal Reserve, QE Unlimited, derivatives, stock market news. That's coming up. There's a new comedy award has been issued. No, it's not Obama being given a Peace Prize or Al Gore being given one for running all his fraud and saying polar bears can't swim. Saudi Arabia, Cuba, this is really good, and the People's Republic of China will basically join and then have enough votes to run the UN Human Rights Council. Why don't they resurrect Genghis Khan or Stalin or something and give them honorary doctorships or something, doctorates on the board. They can vote posthumously from Hades. Okay, and then we're going to continue with the WikiLeaks released, the new intellectual property rights chapter in this new global government treaty that's secretly being ratified that absolutely ends internet freedom as we know it. And Wired Magazine gets it right and says the government has weaponized the internet.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, the 13th day of November 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. Eric Mueller, syndicated radio host. He also has a hit TV show on cable, God, Guns, and Automobiles. He has gotten the phone call, the offer, to join with Sauron, $9-plus million to go with another syndicator and to start worshiping Obama. I don't know many other people who've personally told me stories like that, and he told me in a fit of honesty on his radio show today. And so he agreed to come on the show today in about 20 minutes if he doesn't get cold feet and give us the details. Now, again, for those that don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I have been offered more money than that. Actually, the first time it was less money. The second time, right at $9-plus million. And the third time, even more. People say, well, why don't you say who did this? Well, then no one ever gives you offers again. Then you're not known as a journalist. Then you're not known as a business person. The number one thing in business and life is that you don't speak to people in confidence and then release the information. That's the number one secret in college dating girls, is the guy running around bragging about how many girlfriends he's got has got zero. The guy who isn't talking's got all the girls. You don't kiss and tell, ladies and gentlemen. The point is that you can talk about the offer, though, because we have WebMD getting millions a month from Obama to put out lies. You've got famously Armstrong Williams, one of thousands of talk show hosts and media columnists, paid billions of dollars. He was paid a quarter mil to say that it was conservative to have federalized schooling, that it is conservative to have No Child Left Behind, that basically federalizes things. No Child Left Behind, how about No Child Not Enslaved and Dumbed Down? Affordable Care Act, how about double, triple, quadruple the price, bankrupt the country, scam act. Patriot Act, how about the opposite of patriotism, the Stalin Act. See, oh, Affordable Care Act, No Child Left Behind, Patriot Act. Oh, a plan written by Big Pharma to put 50% of kids on psychotropic drugs. Let's call it New Freedom. Let's call the Ministry of Torture the Ministry of Love in 1984. Let's call war peace. Let's call slavery freedom. Let's call ignorance strength. That's what this is. And you've got the Democrats running around now on TV. Wasserman Schultz, the head of the DNC, on CNN. We played the clip days ago, saying, oh, no one's being denied. This is the best thing ever. And you go, but don't they know people know they're lying? Not their constituents. Their constituents only believe they can be successful by getting a free handout. They don't understand it's a takeover plan. And so they sit there and believe that. And they'll believe it next week and next month and next year. Just like drug addicts go and buy crack over and over again. And it's going to be all right if they just get some more crack. Or people go buy lottery tickets. Because it's going to be okay as long as they, you know, just spend half their paycheck on lottery tickets. They're going to get that $50 million. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. And oh my gosh, my paycheck got cut. And I only make $25,000 a year under Obamacare. And then I talked to the Obama supporters, like Obama phone lady, and she goes, he better get on it. I know he's going to give me that money soon. And Austin is full of mainline socialist communist Democrats who mean well. And I was going home late last night, and I pulled over to a restaurant by myself, and the parking lot was full of Battleground Texas stuff. We're going to get your gun stickers and everything. I just said, I'm going to go in here and eat. So I tried to get a place in the corner and not be looked at. But they were all looking at me real scared. And they were all kind of waving. And then a lady came over and said, I didn't used to believe you, but now I know you're right. And then, you know, the waitress came over. Your dinner's been paid for. And the place is a huge Democrat hangout. And I'm telling you, I saw that they understand they've been betrayed. But they only know because they're listeners of my show. And I'm not saying I'm something special. No one else is telling them. No one else is explaining it to them straight up. They just have no idea. You know, the average Democrat out there is still believing that they're going to get the pot of gold at the end of the rape row. And, you know, I use that term because that's what this is. We're being pilfered. We're being strip mined. We're being extracted, to use the words of Dylan Radigan when they basically didn't renew his contract and got rid of him at MSNBC, because he dared say, mathematically, we're screwed. Mathematically, we're slaves. This is being done by mega banks. Emergency, red level alert. Oh my gosh, that's extreme. You're supposed to play patty cake and or maybe tiddlywinks or hopscotch. Up on the deck of the Titanic as it churns around and gets ready to break in two and go to the bottom. This is a guarantee, ladies and gentlemen. And now the truth is really starting to come out. Wait till I get to the latest NSA news. It's unbelievable. And we've got Mancow joining us in 15 minutes if he doesn't chicken out. And I'm not saying that like nanny nanny boo boo. You know, you're not willing to do it. He didn't even have cold feet to come on. He said he'd do it. There was some trepidation when I was talking to him a little bit off air during a break. But, I mean, you want to tell people this type of stuff, that the government is going around. In fact, will you print me the Washington Post article you had up earlier about them admitting the CIA is involved in domestic propaganda and buying off the media? This is going on, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's too late for me now because I've gone so far and people wouldn't go along with it even if I did try to sell out. But I mean, literally, ladies and gentlemen, I could be on 500 radio stations, not 160-something, all the biggest ones, on Fox News, bigger than Glenn Beck. See, Glenn Beck figured out you can't sell out to the devil and has been unselling out. Or maybe never even really sold out, but he's just getting the fact that this whole thing's going down. Yeah, that's why Limbaugh's gotten more hardcore, and everybody's gotten more hardcore. I mean, we're on a collision course with destruction. We've got a destiny of hellish inferno if we don't change our destiny. Destination void. Destination hellhole. Destination scam. Destination fraud. But let me just do this. Let me just read you the headlines. Let's see if I can do it. Washington Times, Boehner says House won't negotiate with Senate on immigration bill and that it's dead. Knowing Boehner, that could be some type of double cross operation. Here's that article I mentioned. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans, and there are hundreds of billions in Pentagon slush funds now being used to buy off even the smallest blogs. That's why I told you all hell is going to break loose, folks. You're going to see bloggers come out and say, I've murdered people. You're going to see talk show hosts come out and attack us. You're about to see it's all about to break loose, okay? And whoever you see being attacked by the power structure and the so-called alternative media, you can bet that's where the paychecks are coming from. You can bet that's who's getting paychecks, okay, to attack. That's why, even though I have differences with mainline libertarians and conservatives, the globalists plan on getting rid of them too now. So we're all in the same boat, emergency situation. All hands on deck. This is it. This is the beginning. Because you notice they're uncloaked now. Everybody knows they're a criminal takeover. It's all over the news that we're all being surveilled illegally, that there are FEMA camps, that they're training for total collapse. Now they're uncloaking because they're getting ready to go operational. They don't have any choice. There's moves to impeach Holder. There's moves to impeach Obama, which should happen. But if we don't aggressively get on the offense, we're going to lose everything. Now let me go over some of these headlines here. Saudi Arabia, Cuba, People's Republic of China, three of the greatest tyrannies on earth, will join UN Human Rights Council and decide what's a human right and what isn't, and will help cover up tyranny. And now that the U.S. is the absolute center of evil, now all these other tyrants get to pose as human rights advocates. Do I have to tell you what to do in Saudi Arabia and China with mobile execution vans in Cuba and Saudi Arabia? You don't hear any of the gay rights activists talking about how they execute you. Over there, if you're gay or if you're caught in North Korea with a Bible, they're executing thousands a week now in public executions. Oh, no, that's all trendy. That's all trendy. So, again, mass public executions carried out in seven North Korean cities. Isn't that? No, that's total government. That's where we're headed. Barack Obama's popularity falls to all-time low. For the first time, a majority of Americans think the president is dishonest and untrustworthy, and that's in their whitewash mainline Gallup polls and Quebec University polls. I mean, that's selected people they're calling, even their own dumbbells. They can't even call their regular dumbbells and get them to buy the suckering anymore. But don't worry, Motley Crue 6 has had enough of our celebrity president. And, of course, he was on the bandwagon with him 3 years ago. But, I mean, that's the power of trendiness. And nothing against 6 and all the rest of them. I know they're listeners and play clips of my videos at their concerts. I'm not bragging. It just shows how popular the show is. When I last went to a Megadeth concert, they didn't even tell me and surprised me. I like look up on the screen, they're like flashing my image, and I went and I said, is that at all your concerts now? And they said, yeah. So that just shows how popular Liberty is. Continuing, French leader hits back as winter of discontent looms. That's in Yahoo News via AFP. He's hitting back at 100% tax on the middle class to destroy them and giant new carbon taxes. And he just says, that's the way it is. You want your pensions, don't you, suckers? And again, they could pay all the pensions and have 50% taxes over there. I've seen the numbers. They take the money and destroy it, putting it into derivatives to make you bankrupt and hold you hostage, all perfectly carried out. And of course, the French president and others have Swiss bank accounts and pay no tax on record. That's mainstream news. But they have armed special forces protecting them. Oh, socialism loves you. Let's continue here. Americans' participation in labor force hits 35-year low. That's just some of it. We have Obama on his new carbon tax and other things. It's all coming up. Stay with us. And we have big NSA news. Have an economy based on fraud and gangs and deception.
Is it getting better?
Society collapses.
Or do you feel
when you have one based on justice and truth and innovation, you go to the stars. Let me just run through some more of the headlines. These are up on Infowars.com. I'll be getting to them in more detail after ManCow leaves us. Poll: almost half of Americans believe Obama knowingly deceived public on health care. And again, that's a Steve Watson article based on a government whitewash. It's more like 10% support the government. Also, NSA can track your location even when your phone is turned off. Paul Watson points out something that's been on the record since 1996, but the childlike public is unaware of. Secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. That's the big news we're going to cover at the bottom of the next hour. This is a new huge WikiLeaks intel piece. This is the big news I'm going to cover. Seattle police deactivate Wi-Fi spy grid after privacy outcry. Wasn't supposed to be turned on yet and is illegal the way it's grabbing your data. Okay? We told you it's illegal. And the big issue is they got caught lying days before we leaked the document. They told the local news that they weren't grabbing your data and that it was a police communication system. Of course you lie to your enemy when you're in conducting operations, because it's not illegal for them because they're a foreign army. And the police don't even know that. They're compartmentalized. Oh, you didn't know you work for the offshore banks in a globalist Agenda 21 takeover? Better find out what a technocracy is, boys. It's a plan from 1931, and it's in place right now. And actually, Wired Magazine's reporting on it today. I'm going to tell you about it in just a moment. Continuing here, school's new spy system places children under complete surveillance. Yeah, they have a Department of Defense system where it listens to everything the kids do, but they have computers that watch, AI computers, how much of the food you eat to put that in your database. That was in the San Antonio Express News 2 years ago, that the smart cameras calculate how many calories your child eats, recognizing an apple, a sandwich, you name it, and how much they eat, and it's calculated. They have smart, but it's okay if a camera watches your kid and puts it in a database because it's for their nutrition. Mommy and daddy can't pack a lunch. They're not trusted. And again, microphones listen to everything, but they go, it's a gunshot detector. And we hear what Bobby has to say. It all goes in a permanent record, a permanent file. Everything they say about mommy and daddy. And they have the questions in class about what are in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet in the sixth grade English class. That's all on record. And it all goes in a computer database to check for plagiarism. Really, it's to put it in a database. Everything being tracked, everything in a giant scientific laboratory to wreck society and end freedom forever. You're living in the middle of it. And they don't care if you wake up. They're launching the offshore barges that are hooked into all the devices as Trojan horses that you've accepted, and they're going to continue dehumanization operations with satellites and barges. They even have military offshore command bases if we try to remove the grid domestically. They have to oversee things when the bioweapon is released, after all, don't they? Because they love you so much. They care about you. The government's there to help you. Let me show you some of the latest news here dealing with Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act that's got many people getting 500%+ increases. Obama administration poised to exempt unions from Obamacare tax. I told you the Democrats are all going to get exempted if you're part of a mafia crew. And then it'll be on everybody else. So, see, that's their new celebration. So that's good criminal operation. Total discrimination, where only certain groups don't have to have it. But, see, that's okay. Because, see, they tell you discrimination is all black-white to distract you from the fact that we're all having our future destroyed, as a Federal Reserve officer just went public and admitted that QE Unlimited is ruining the average person's future. But don't worry about that. An NFL lineman said something at a bar. That's the big news. Take your vaccines. Oh, here's another one. Obamacare scored 50-1 cancellations versus enrollments. It's for the children. WebMD pockets millions from feds to promote Obamacare. We're going to be getting into that with ManCow. It's all part of being paid. It's on the Washington Times to promote lies in the new future media. That's how this whole system works. Here's another one. More than 1 million Californians are having insurance canceled by Obamacare, but Wasserman Schultz says no one's been canceled, so everything's fine. They wouldn't lie to us. They care about us. Soros-linked group pushes sex to sell Obamacare. They've put out big posters saying, get some. And it's so sexy when you're for Obama. They tell all the women, if he's for Obama, well, then you know what? The Nazis actually did that. They said, if a man is in the Nazi party, it's your job, even if you're married, if he wants sex, give it to him immediately. That's on record, by the way. And the Nazis also restricted smoking first to set a precedent that they were in charge. But it's like, hey, drop your drawers. He supports Obama.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Eric Mankell Muller is our guest. He's a syndicated radio host, of course, been a co-host on the Morning Fox Show for more than a decade. And he also has a hit show on the History Channel right now, God, Guns, and Automobiles, with his brother, of course, Mark Muller of Max Motors. And the reason I got him on today and asked him to come on was because I was on his radio show today, and I'm back on it tomorrow, popping in with news updates. And ManCow is one of the few people I can talk to who's been on talk radio for decades, who knows how the news works, who understands things. Like he said on his show today, I see Obamacare press releases on his website, and then I see it word for word on CNN and MSNBC that night. They are literally loading the teleprompters word for word with whatever the White House says. And how he sees an Obamacare supporter sticker on a car and literally has to control himself not to ram their vehicle. I mean, I have these exact same type of thoughts because I'm so sick of the gullibility of people that do not know how media works, do not know how this stuff operates. So I say a lot of things on ManCow's show that will get him to then blurt out things that he's confirmed separately going through it. So I was mentioning how They're coming out with all these internet censorship bills, and I've got a UN secret treaty that our government's already signed on to that WikiLeaks just leaked today. Kurt Nemo has that article at Infowars.com. Secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. We broke that the white boxes are NSA-run, going in nationwide, stealing all your phone data illegally. The Seattle police, within 24 hours, said they've turned them off and admitted they're illegal. That's not national news. That's now not in mainstream news. That's how controlled the media is. We break it, secret documents, the police put out a press release and say we're turning it off. The city council in Seattle's freaking out. Turns out it's going in nationwide. This should be one of the top stories in the world. Secret boxes stealing all your cell phone data, tracking you in real time, face scanning you, you name it. It's not even news, folks. Okay, this is how dark it's gotten. This is how many minutes close to midnight we've gotten. I mean, I'm freaked out every second now. I always slept like the dead. I can't even sleep now. I'm so freaked out historically, knowing historically where we're at from studying history. I mean, this is insane. Wired Magazine says our government has weaponized the internet. Here's how they did it, and admits the whole thing surveilling you, tracking you, and using data against you economically. You go, well, what do I have to hide? They're predators. Look at Obamacare, designed to rip you off, designed to not work. And it was ManCow months ago that said, you watch, when it comes out, it won't work. It's designed to be a total fraud. And he was absolutely right. So he joins us now. So I'm just setting this up here because I'm on his show and he's talking about what's next in media control. And I said, well, all the mainstream media is dying because people know they're lying. Alternative media is exploding, but they're doing everything they can to cut off money to it so we can't operate. We have giant audiences, are routinely number one in major cities, on some of the same stations as ManCow I'm on, like Orlando and others, and they come in and buy the station and take us off. Number one in cities up against the competition on stations that are even small, and they take us off. See, you don't get a brass ring. You don't get a trophy for being number one. You get taken off the air. Okay, I'm going to explain how this works. And now they want to shut down the internet and the alternative because we're beating them there and we're taking over. They don't want DrudgeReport.com. They don't want Infowars.com. They don't want ManCow.com. They don't want WorldNetDaily.com. They don't want TheBlaze.com, Breitbart.com. You can say, well, those, you know, none of those groups are perfect. I'm not perfect. The point is, the establishment sees us as the enemy because we're free agents, period. We're not serving them. We have red blood. We don't like being run over. Now, I say the next phase, as the Pentagon has announced, Document Cam Police, is they're going to spend billions buying off the media, billions buying off the media. And then once they've done that, they are going to then just start shutting off the smaller blogs. And they're also going to try to buy people off through different conduits. So that's the bottom line there. Here's the Washington Post from earlier this year. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. And remember, the Pentagon came out and said on record that they are going to go out and, quote, work with alternative media and try to create partnerships. That means covert partnerships, black ops. Now, how this works, we're going to go to ManCow right now, is I was offered $3.5 million like 13, 14 years ago to sell out to one of the major networks. And they told me, you will not talk about the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, the government dealing drugs, any of that stuff. You will be a mainline conservative. And I said, no. So years later, a deal came along for over $9 million, close to 10. And people say, well, why don't you say who did it? Well, you sign agreements in these meetings, or you go in and it's all in confidence. I can say what I've been offered before, and some of it's come out in the news before, but I won't say who did it or how it all happened, because if you ever do that, then you never even get the intel of the offers. So I'm on ManCow's show telling the story, and then he goes, yes, that just happened to me last week. And the point is, this is intensifying right now. They are buying up the opposition right now. And ManCow did not go along with that. And so he can tell you now from an insider perspective, this is a major guy with a hit show on History Channel, other shows in the works, Fox News contributor, syndicated radio show. He's already made, tens of millions of dollars in radio. He's a real major player. This is real. This is credible. This is what's going on in America, folks. This is how they're taking down the media. Because most people, like Armstrong Williams, sold out for $250,000 to promote No Child Left Behind, a small talk show host, a small columnist, Okay, you know, he gets a quarter mil to sell out. Mancal gets offered $9+ million. Mancal, there is the intro, sir. Tell us exactly. And then you've got some big Hollywood insider news, what they told you about knowing Obama, living with Obama. Go ahead.
Alex, look, I knew Obama before he was anybody. I knew about the church before anything because here was a Christian church that celebrated Islam. Harry Lennox was just in. I told you about this. I think that's a blockbuster story. The star with James Spader of this hit show, The Blacklist. And he told me that he was the actor hired to teach Obama to be Harry Lennox. Watch The Blacklist and you can see Obama. And this is an actor that we hired in our president. All right, look, I went to number one on WABC in New York. And they said, well, what happens now? I said, I get fired. I had number one show in Chicago on Q101, Emmis Corporation. Emmis means truth. And I personally found them to be a bunch of liars. But they came to me and they said, look, we don't want you on the Fox News channel. And there was many issues, but we want you to support Hillary. We don't like seeing you on TV. We don't want you to syndicate. And that's it. And I said, fine. Now I'm going to tell you something that you're going to disagree with, but let me continue here. It was actually 2 weeks ago, one of these major corporations, I got offered $9.5 million for a 3-year deal. No comedy, no musical elements, and they wanted me to lean towards and promote Obama. And I said, no. Now, I have to say, I feel a little bit like Noah. I'm sure you do as well, as the flood is here. And you and I have dear friends, Alex, who have sold out. And I ask your listeners, when you have somebody you love, a radio personality or a TV host that you love, and all of a sudden, wait a minute, now they're promoting something that they hated. Well, wait a minute, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat, I'm this, and they're doing company line, they're doing party line. Even though it's against everything that they didn't agree with a week ago, why is that? Well, because it's the script. And, of course, I often wonder, why am I sitting here working so hard when I could sell out and it would be so much easier to just go along? So, look, this company, the point that I want to make that you're not going to like and people aren't going to like, I have a right not to hire somebody that I don't want to hire. I have a right to tell my employees, I don't like your stupid haircut. I don't want you coming in here with a death metal shirt. Cover up your tattoos. No, I want to see your face. I don't want you wearing a burqa.
Yeah, but Mancal, I've got to say this. Look. Well, look, you said hold on. Yeah, but here's the deal. They've taken our money, our tax money.
Mancal, you love free speech. And the band, the Black Crowes, had a woman's private area on the front of their CD. And they wanted me to go against Walmart. Well, look, Walmart has a right to say no. A major corporation, and yes, they've got friends in the Obama administration, has a right to say, Mancal, we're going to pay you $9.5 million, but you have to support Obamacare. They have a right to say that, Alex, and I have a right to say no.
Mancal, I absolutely, totally disagree with you because this isn't, let me stop you. This isn't like you're going to work at Twin Peaks Burger Bar with girls being scantily clad and the uniform and the uniform is Daisy Dukes and then you disagree with it. Sure, you go to work there, they have a right to say that's their dress code. This is where you've got a combine of offshore banks, the military-industrial complex, who's got control of banker bailout money and taxpayer money, using that money through media combines they own to go out and then basically shut down the rest of the media through regulation and then basically buy everyone off to put out their message. That's what's going on. And I understand you're coming out talking about a major deal you refused and you don't want to totally burn bridges. And I understand when the devil puts their arm around your neck and offers you something really great, you know, you push the devil away, but you still say, man, you're sexy. I get all that. But come on, this shows, look at Armstrong Williams being paid off with taxpayer money to go out and promote No Child Left Behind. My point is, this is going on everywhere. This is happening everywhere.
Alex, you're not going to hire somebody that hates the Alex Jones Show. You're not going to hire. Look, yes, I understand what you're saying, but they certainly, whatever you want to label them.
They stole all the money. They stole the economy. They're exempt from all the taxes.
They have a right to say.
Now they buy everything up.
You to support Obama. And I have a right to say, I don't want to do that. Now, is it sad? Do I wish that they would support free speech? Yes. Is it discouraging? Yes.
No, I'll tell you what's not fair. You know a lot. You know more Hollywood folks than I do.
The Tribune is firing everybody. The Sun-Times was the size of the L.A. phone book when I came to Chicago. Now it's three pages of race baiting. I watched Scott Pelley and Brian Williams, and they on ABC, CBS, and you know all the rest, the propagandists, and they're reading the press releases that you and I get but refuse to read. And I think people know that the mainstream newspapers, which are over, they know that ABC, CBS, NBC, and the rest, that it's White House propaganda. And don't believe the illusion. They're failing. So we will win, Alex. We are winning. And by the way, I've read the end of the book, and so have you. Good wins and God wins. And I don't want people to get discouraged.
No, I hear you. But listen, I appreciate your courage on your own show talking about being given this offer and then refusing it. My only issue is this. They're trying to bring back the fairness doctrine so that we can't have our free speech. The FCC is announcing that. They are persecuting the Tea Party with the IRS and the pro-life groups.
Yeah.
They are funding all these new ACORN groups as Obama navigators to rip everybody off. My point is you being given this offer to leave Obama alone is clearly part of the larger takeover is what I'm getting at.
What's the question, though? Is it disgusting? Is it sickening? Does it sadden me? Would I like to be able to have more money for my children? Of course. My soul is not for sale, and I hope that more good people stand up. Look, the fact is Obama has more whistleblowers in his administration than all other administrations combined. People are standing up. Of course, their lives are being destroyed. Nobody's allowed to really talk truthfully about Benghazi. You know that 200 of the top military people in America have been fired. I mean, this is a coup d'etat. Obama is, you know, if you question Obama, you get destroyed. I get audited year after year, as you do, illegally. Do I like it? No. The fight goes on, and I hope that people listening will join us.
Yeah.
Believe me, it'd be much easier to go along, and I think most people just go along and take their paycheck and enjoy the, you know, the end of the world being televised. I can't live that way.
Well, listen, Mancow, I agree with you, but here's an example of the censorship. Everyone I know in Hollywood, you know more people than I do, you know everybody. Everybody I know in Hollywood, almost everybody, unless it's I'm having dinner with Sean Penn and he's like basically a low-grade moron. Everyone in Hollywood that I talk to, almost all of them, are not really liberals. They're not socialists. They're not even conservatives. They're libertarians, what you'd call conspiracy theorists. That just means they don't believe known liars. They don't believe the system. But they all say, I'll be kicked off TV. I'll be kicked out of movies if I don't go along with this. There's a few mob bosses up at the top, and I've been in meetings with these studio heads and people. They are like mob bosses who literally have everybody living under fear. James Woods has come out and said he's been told he'll never work again because he dared criticize Obama. This is a tyranny. We all need to stand together like James Woods and others and say enough is enough. This makes McCarthy and his blacklist look like nothing, Mancow, is what I'm saying.
Well, and was McCarthy right? Is Hollywood loaded with socialists and commies? And by the way, everybody, look, Ted Cruz made a mistake. My take was, let it go, let it fail. The man felt like he had to fight. But by the way, as everybody was bashing, you know, the rhinos, Republican in name only, the lamestream Republicans, which are, you know, they're, look, it's Hulk Hogan versus Iron Sheik. It's all fake. Republican versus Democrat is fake at this point. But everybody was going after Ted Cruz. Everything Ted Cruz said was the truth. Everything that you and I are saying is the truth. Look, I as I told you yesterday, I just want to steer my car. I mean, I'm kidding. But, you know, a guy at this point that has an I Heart Obamacare bumper sticker, I mean, look, it's intellectually dishonest. Obama is doing everything that Bush did times 10. But, you know, look, I have in the top black comedians, and they say, well, we won't say anything because he's African-American and we're African-American. The Democrats and the liberals won't say anything. But boy, they wouldn't stop belly aching under Bush. The ignorance that's going on, the intellectual lies, the party first. I mean, this is like Nazi Germany. I mean, it's really, I mean, you know, party first, the party, and the government. And I mean, Alex, I'm going on about this. I mean, if it's one of our kids that get kidnapped or hurt, who cares? If our building gets destroyed, who cares? If it's Kevin Trudeau, they're saying he may get life in prison. Well, who didn't know Kevin Trudeau was a con artist? I thought he was a lovable con artist. That's the guy that had the fake late night TV show, you know? He's been on my show. He's an interesting character. But he may get life in prison. But boy, if it's the government, we have to feel sorry. They investigate themselves. Nobody gets in trouble. If one of their buildings or one of their people get hurt, or the TSA, somebody gets shot, oh my God, the end of the world.
No, I hear you, Mancal. Stay there. Listen, I've got to go to break. We're going to come back and talk about that actor that gave you inside intel on Obama being groomed from being a child. Stay there.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
All right, Mancal had to go. He was waiting to go in and get his kids. But we're going to get him back on in the future. He was telling me on his show today about Harry Lennix, who played the head FBI guy on Superman, Man of Steel, a bunch of TV shows. And Harry Lennix was there at his studio and afterwards said, look, I knew Obama for years and even lived right by him and was friends with him. And he's a horrible rat and all this other stuff. And he said, was basically groomed from a child to be president. And so Mancal was bringing all that up. And it turns out Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, all of them are like CIA babies. If you look at Obama's mother, his grandfather, his grandmother, all CIA, all foundation run from the beginning. And that's my point. This is a scientific takeover plan. I could tell Mancal, though, was very irritated because he said, oh, I'll come on your show and talk about that. And I could tell once he got on air and was talking about turning down that $9 million, he was really upset by the time he went to break and had to go. So, but I mean, people need to know about that stuff. They need to understand that these type of things are indeed happening. And so when you see people out there that are promoting establishment, anti-gun, anti-family, they're being paid, folks. They're being paid by the government, and in many cases via government through contracts, stimulus money, through MSNBC, through some of the big radio syndicators. They are being paid to do this. That's what's going on. And now they're coming in with the next salvo in all this. And that's why folks need to absolutely support this broadcast and radio stations that carry this. The globalists are destroying the economy so that only they have money and only they have the QE unlimited cash, the fiat counterfeit money they create, the digital money, so they can buy everything up. See, they have to crash things so that they can literally scoop it all up, not just so they own it, but so they totally can social engineer and control it. And that's why if you're listening to us on an AM or FM affiliate, you've got to support the local sponsors. You've got to support the local station and spread the word about it. You've got to support this show. You've got to spread the word about this broadcast. You've got to spread the word about InfoWars.com. And I know you are, but do it even more. And you've got to financially support us. I have been blessed enough to learn how to make films and have a subscription site and all this stuff that I just fell into over the years as ways to get the word out. And then it became funding mechanisms where we can fund ourselves. Most talk show hosts get a paycheck. They have a boss. And it's very hard to find a boss that'll let you tell the truth. I am my own boss. I am my own media system. It's one of the only things like this in the world. Probably, well, it is an original. Like Drudge Report is an original. There's not many things that are truly standalone. Mancal is an original. He's the real deal. But it's bad. And you've got to come to the realization that we are watching the meltdown of society. You can't sell out to a collapse, folks. I'm selling out to reality and justice and survival. I'm resisting. That's the only path. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. You got everybody selling out, folks. I use the analogy of prostitutes and people out in Los Angeles can't even get paid now, basically, to be on tape. Because there's so many women that want to sell their bodies that it drove down the price. It's the same thing, folks, with all of you selling out. You sold out for nothing. There's nothing even there. Now those of us that won't sell out, the price goes up and up and up and up and up and up. And I watch people begging the establishment to let them sell out. The establishment doesn't need them. We need your support, folks. You back us. We've got more of the incredible atomic nascent iodine in the proprietary one-of-a-kind system. If you want it, we've got it. And your purchase supports the broadcast. We have discounts when you order more than one bottle. InfoWarsLife.com. And we have 20% off on the ProPure water filtration system.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to say, really the top story on InfoWars.com, we haven't even gotten to it yet, is Red Link. Its secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. And notice that the Seattle Police Department came out and said, we're going to turn off this system that steals all your data, because it clearly is illegal. Just like the Google cars grabbing data were illegal. They're stealing your personal communications. And they're doing it from outside the telecom grid, because that's turned into lawsuit city. So now they're doing this under Homeland Security grants. This should be one of the top stories in the world, that indeed the documents got leaked. Indeed, it was all true. They turned it off hours after we broke the story yesterday, and there is no media except one local TV station reporting on them turning it off. We break it. Drudge Report magnifies it out to everybody, drudgereport.com. But it doesn't matter if the mainstream media doesn't cover it. That's why they're dying. People know that a lot of the time they're not getting what's really going on. And folks, I'm not here differentiating myself from other media just so I get the audience. I would, believe me, I'm a humble man. I would much rather fix things, turn things around, do a show once a week. There's always tyranny to fight, but you know, if we turn the corner, I would be hiking, I would be camping, I'd be traveling the world, I'd be doing artwork, and I would be working, you know, one day a week on radio or something, or you know, having a painting website or something. That's what I like to do. I would love to be able to walk away from all this. Quite frankly, that's why I'm trying to find reporters and researchers and people that get it, so I can build a media organization, if we slow the New World Order down enough, to where I don't have to be here 6-7 days a week, because you're either totally into this and totally obsessed with it, or you're not. I can't turn it off when I leave work. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop being informed. And that's where the frustration and the anger comes from, is that this stuff is totally real. And history is happening, and I'm just some ragtag person. And putting on my fight against it, I'm having a big effect. What would happen if all of these doctors and lawyers and establishment people, who I know are smart, who I know are informed, what would happen if they decided to be leaders and not just sell out to the nearest New World Order person they found? I mean, these people will sell out their grandmother for a piece of silver. They'll sell out their whole family, their whole culture, just to feel trendy. And they'll go secure themselves in some country club area while the rest of the world melts down around them, as if they're going to escape the meltdown of the world, as if their kids aren't going to be sucked in by the world, as if their wives and their husbands won't be sucked in by it. I mean, you will not get out of something like this that's being built. This is being built to tear families and humanity apart. The New World Order is built to do evil. The global system is built to attack justice. This planetary tyranny is a technological terror that has been constructed, quote Darth Vader, to absolutely incinerate the human condition. And it's just because the globalists are into that. They like that. It's a power trip. And they lie and say, oh, the technocracy, the technotronic age, Brzezinski, David Rockefeller, it's going to make a utopia. It's going to create a living hell. And is creating a living hell. The fruits of the New World Order are poverty, ignorance, betrayal, fraud, disease, dishonor, and of course, don't forget the big one, the fruits of the New World Order are death. We'll be right back with big breaking news across the board. Stay with us.
Hey, I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I will be opening the phones up. In fact, I'll just do it right now on all the different betrayals we're seeing on Obamacare, on the NSA spying. It just gets worse and worse by the minute. First-time callers, any subjects you wish to bring up, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, David Knight and Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars researchers and reporters, are going to be in studio with us. They've been following with Kurt Nemo this story that's up on InfoWars.com. Secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. WikiLeaks got it and released it. There was actually a bounty put out by different internet privacy groups and rights groups wanting to know what it was pertaining to, because no government would release it. And now we have the treaty, 30,000-word document, just like we got the Copenhagen Global Carbon Tax Treaty information, and it turned out to be authentic, and we blew that wide open. This is just incredible. And again, that's why these governments are so arrogant right now, is they've been bought and paid for by offshore interest. And right now, through deals with the EU, through deals with the Pacific Partnership, they are putting through stuff that makes SOPA and ACTA look pale insignificance. And that's why we have this next article from Wired Magazine. Our government has weaponized the internet. Here's how they did it. Now, I've used this term for at least 6-7 years, that we have a weaponized internet taken over by the military-industrial complex globally that is designed to track, trace, and shut down free speech and then end net neutrality and charge you or even block you from being able to share any type of info they don't like, a.k.a. Facebook, Twitter, you know, blocking and banning people that talk about liberty issues. Even tame stuff like, oh, I got kicked off Obamacare, or I just lost my insurance, or I couldn't sign up. Boom, your Twitter account's gone. And the message is, sit down and shut up and take it. So that Wasserman Schultz, the head of the DNC, can get up on CNN and go, nobody's been kicked off. It lowered cost. Obama, period. You'll never be taken off your plan. You'll keep your doctor. Boom. I never said that. And you're not going to be able to respond. You're going to sit there and you're going to take it. And the FCC's coming out and saying, we're going to censor the internet, not just talk radio. The whole nine yards is happening right now. And that leads me to the big enchilada. On so many fronts, this is the biggin. On so many fronts, this is the issue. Not just the NSA spy grid, not just the domestic rollout, but that the police in Seattle under DHS grants, and this is happening all over the country, by the way, put in illegal white box, cream box spy grids that hack into your phone, track everything you're doing. They told the media last week, it's a police communication system, our own private internet Wi-Fi. But, of course, it was then pointed out that it was tracking and logging everyone's location, their 1,000 last locations, with the GPS and then triangulating for cameras to follow people. We knew because the same system was put in London 5 years ago and they had to remove it. And then it came out, we got a 100-plus page document leaked to us, confirmed, and that they were basically storing all your data, tracking you, breaking into your phone, and that they weren't even supposed to have turned it on yet until the city council gave an authorization. Turned out the city council didn't even know about it, they're saying, and it was turned on, and the police said, the police sergeant, the spokesman, is in our article. You can go read the quote there. He said that it was an accident when they tested it when it went in last February, that it wasn't supposed to be turned on yet. It was an accident. They just forgot to turn it off. I mean, the way they lied to us. But that's what you do to your enemy. I mean, that's what you do militarily. I mean, in Mars Attacks, the aliens land in Las Vegas and they say, don't run, we are your friends. And the Earthlings stop. And then the aliens shoot them and then laugh and say, what idiots. And, of course, that's a play on the military tactic they found in World War I. You would say, stop, we're not assaulting, we're your friends, as the tanks rolled in, and then people would just drop their weapons and be bayoneted. At point, if you just said, I'm not assaulting, they would teach the Germans how to say in English, I am your friend. The Germans were the first to do it. I'm here to help you. Friend! And then the Americans and the French and the Brits were so, you know, old-fashioned and friendly, they would say, oh, you're my friend? Ah! And that's what they do. The government's your friend! Ah! We're not watching you! Ah! Just like at Waco, the tanks are smashing into it, setting the place on fire, the Bradley fighting vehicles. They got special forces behind it, you know, shooting and classic infantry maneuver. It's all on FLIR video. And they would say, we're your friends. Come out, come out. Come out. They had barbed wire wrapped around the front so they couldn't get out. They'd run them out the back, and you could see them on the FLIR footage shooting the men, women, and children. And then they'd run over them with tanks to get rid of the evidence and push them into the fire with bulldozers. And that's just a classic special forces operation. I mean, they sent Delta Force in. And Delta Force said on loudspeakers, come out, we're your friends. And then shot everybody with M16s when they came out. That's what you do. We're here. We're your friend. Come out. Obama loves you. The system loves you. It's an accident that the healthcare site doesn't work. It's an accident that many people have 500, 600% rate increases, on average 250% increase. It's an accident that foreign megabanks that literally kill whole third world populations when they have them captive would want to hurt you. They just set up Foxconn factories with suicide nets and forced abortion and mobile execution vans, and the communist Chinese are now running the UN Human Rights Board. Why not have Kim Jong-un of North Korea do it? Why not resurrect Hitler's skull? You know, the Russians say they have a piece of it, and it can be the judge. They'll just have a skull up there, and Hitler will judge everyone at the peace tribunal. I mean, this is just the otherworldliness, because what's happened is the elite are now not accountable, basically. They can do whatever they want. They have unlimited funding. They have robotics. They can build however many cheap widgets they want to surveil us. And they're rolling out the tanks, the armored vehicles, the police trained to attack us, the surveillance grids, the poison in the water. They're now announcing, you know what? They let us put poison in the water and the food. We're going to genetically engineer all the crops to basically sterilize them. Let's just do that. It's all happening. And again, I'm not trying to scare you folks, because this is already going on. Don't you want to know? You know, there are many cases with what I call mass Stockholm syndrome, where people will be told, hey, there's somebody in the bedroom robbing all your jewelry and everything. And in more and more cases, men and women will sit there and not even call 911 or not even get their gun and defend themselves. They will just sit there and keep watching TV going, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And that's what this is. This is total denial on PCP. This is total maximum denial, total criminal group taking over, stealing everything not nailed down, massing technology and weapon systems against us, parading up and down arrogantly in an imperious fashion to get us ready for it, and not one dinosaur media, not one kleptocrat media, not one prostitute media, not one Decepticon media, except for one local TV station and the newspaper, reported the police announced yesterday, after DrudgeReport.com carried our InfoWars.com story on this, not one national or international outfit covered this. Not one. And that's why they're dying. That's why they're a joke. That's why they're a fraud. That's why they fail. Because this proves that they are state-run media. Because across the board, they will not report on a giant NSA illegal system deliberately hacking and stealing all your data and grabbing your personal data. Because, you know, they've been sued and lost court cases without warrants grabbing it from the phone companies that they're jacked into. So they're making some end-run around where they just put up systems that just grab your data and signals intelligence and then it admits can break into your phone, you name it, and tracks you. And now it's coming out all over the country, these systems have been put in. And now hacking sites, the real media, I've got stacks of it here, are reporting all over the country. They're finding the IP addresses associated with the Seattle DHS Fusion Center with the same prefixes but in different parts of the country, that everywhere there are wireless systems in the hub grabbing everything. Of course they are. I found NSA grids all over the place and went and looked up who it is, and we're going to do a report on it, and cops pull up in minutes and say, you know, what are you doing? That's a classified thing. Because the cop doesn't know. That just means it's classified. Now go drink your fluoride and die. Give your kids some shots and put a diaper on him when he's 10. Shut up, cop, and write some tickets. We're replacing you soon with the robot cameras giving tickets, you idiot. Now that's how the establishment really thinks of you. They just pat you on the head and go, drink some more poison, eat some more GMO. Yeah, you kids can't really talk, can they? Yeah, but you could talk, but your kids can't. Everything's fine. I mean, just you walk into a restaurant and just look at the average kids. They look like they're all walking dead, man. We're all walking dead already. And by the time people find out the cancer rate's going to go from 3,000 to 20,000%, it's already 10,000+% in children, up 10,000+%, look it up. By the time everybody figures out they're walking dead, they're going to have the drones, the robots, the kill grids, the highway blockers up, and then the cops can all just flop around dying from bio attacks and their stupid threat fusion centers built. This is a technocratic kill grid. You're in a science fiction movie. Grow up and realize it, and realize the mainstream media is state-run whores who love tyranny and hate their families and will sell out for nothing because they love feeling like they're part of the establishment. That's right. If I'm lying, I should be arrested for yelling fire in a theater. But of course, we all know I won't be, because I'm telling the truth, and they don't want to draw attention to that. If you just tune in for the first time, my name is Alexander Imrich Jones, and I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, in globalist-occupied FEMA Region 6. And every major globalist, from the White House science czar through David Rockefeller to Ted Turner to Prince Philip to Prince Charles to Queen Beatrix, all say on record they want to establish a planetary government to carry out your orderly extermination through a technotronic age. And they've been planning this since 1931 officially under the technotronic society. That is the modern version of the eugenics movement started in 1854 by Galton and adopted by the royal family in 1862 and then adopted as official U.S. government policy in 1907, adopted by Germany by 1925, adopted by Mexico in 1927, adopted by Italy at the same time. Just look it up. It's all battle plan. It's all battle plan. But you've got to understand, folks, you're living in a science fiction movie. And we've held some of it back. Hitler was one of their acolytes, but he kind of went after only a few groups, and they didn't agree with that. So they kind of let him wreck Europe as a pretext to bring down the old European order. The Rand Corporation's all public about this. I had Joel Skousen, who's a historian, on breaking down their plan to allow us to have a nuclear war so that a new government could reemerge after the nuclear war. And you go, well, that's madness. Where have I heard of that before? You heard about it from the Bland Corporation in the 1964 film Doctor Strangelove, which is based on real Rand Corporation plans. But it's not Rand Corporation, it's Bland Corporation. And it's all put in satire, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is, these people aren't going to stop. And they use the COG, the continuity of government system, that they've put in place to guard the people. Well, it's the guillotine. It's the takeover. They have a takeover of society to guard society. Do you understand that? And the average, I mean, every TV show you see is at five-year-old propaganda level. That show that Mancow was talking about, The Blacklist, every scene on that show is just in the regular office. There's troops standing around with M4s, and everyone's being searched, and it's fetishized as the sexy girl gets groped on, and you know, and then they have rappers coming out promoting how great it is to be groped by the TSA. So the sheep sit there literally like Idiocracy, thinking it's a good idea. Every cop movie I see, every drama I see, because I do watch them on the treadmill when I have time. Literally, has just random checkpoints. They'll just be driving along in the woods, and there won't even be an emergency. They'll be, oh, it's a checkpoint up ahead, just routine. Or you'll be watching a movie like Gravity, and they'll just add randomly, yeah, my daughter died playing tag, I'm glad they've banned it. And then I guarantee you, I could go make calls, do the research, find out who the writers were, pull out all the stops and find out that that was government propaganda placement. It's all on record as well. Paid for. I mean, you know, most movies make as much money as they do on downloads and DVDs and Blu-rays. Let's say they make $100 million on that, if it's some $400 million movie to make. In some cases, $100 million will be product and propaganda placement. I remember some article I saw where The Apprentice TV show, I want to say, got like 16 million. See if my memory's correct from like 4 years ago. Just search Apprentice, got 16 million from Virgin Atlantic or Atlantic Virgin or whatever it's called, the airline. Just to mention it once a night on the show, $1 million per episode. Your tax money goes to have anti-family messages. I mean, once you're aware of this, just sit down and watch television. The Simpsons, anything. It's all savage, and you know the message. Don't have kids. Fathers are bad. Everybody's got cancer. It's cool. Everybody's got HIV. It's cool. Everybody's dying. It's cool. Humans are bad. We're hurting the earth. Hate yourself. Be poor. Roll over. Be nihilistic. Don't care. Yeah, that's Bob. He doesn't care if everything's falling apart in his life. And the woman goes, oh, he's super sexy. I love losers. Oh, you do? You love? And then women actually go out and say, I want to find a loser. That's what's cool. And then men think, I'm a loser, that's really cool. And then they walk around all failing, being programmed to fail, being given archetypes to fail. Well, not me. Your psychic torpedoes didn't do anything but get me angry and activate all my survival instincts. And we've all got to call upon those that God gave us. And literally, if you tell your brain, give me the combat mode I need to boost my intelligence to fight these people, it'll start happening. Say, I want discernment. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want reality. I'm not afraid. Admit this is going on, and your mind will open up to the battlescape. I don't know how much it'll open up, but it'll certainly open up.
We're on the march. The empire's
on
the run.
For some of you, it'll open up.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you either roll over to the globalist, run up the white flag, get in a ditch, or you stand up against them. There really is no choice. For me, at least. We're going to stand. We're going to fight. Humanity's going to make it through this great tyrannical challenge. Every generation goes through some form of tyrannical challenge, but we're facing the biggest that human society's ever seen. But we have the tools of technology that are neutral to use back against the globalist. And if they lose the moral high ground, and if we point out that globalists have hijacked this nation, and if people understand that Obama's just a puppet, and that it's offshore banks that are doing this, and that this is a takeover and an occupation, we can turn things around, especially if we explain to people that Agenda 21 is the overarching program under UNESCO treaty to bankrupt every industrialized nation, to block development in the third world, to bring in a new political and economic dark age for social engineering towards massive forced population reduction. This whole fake culture of Hollywood and all the pomp and all the rest of it is literally just a surface projection to get the public to basically buy in to the false reality, this artificial construct. They're artificially trying to insert us into Plato's cave instead of living out in the real open air. And so it's not for us to tell people what to think, it's to simply get them to realize that they have been put into an artificial environment. That's what things like Times Square are, is just a total surveillance grid, total bombardment with their messages, overtaking reality, inserting you really into a giant high-tech re-education camp with all of these different icons, all these different artificially created avatars, artificially created archetypes, programming your basic human makeup so that you will then accept the matrix they're trying to build. We're not in the matrix yet, but this is the beginning of the matrix. As people become zombies, and as their IQs lower, as their brain waves lower, and as they don't communicate with friends and family, but obsess on their personal Facebooks all day. Instead of even worrying about, I know a lot of media folks that focus on their private little Facebook instead of a big Facebook they have access to. I tend to do the same thing as well. We get focused in on the minute and the distraction instead of seeing the larger world. And that's what the establishment wants. And so think about the just over-the-top nature of a giant NSA grid of boxes being put in nationwide, not just Seattle. They're illegal on record, grabbing all your data without warrants. We expose it. The police say we're going to stop for now until the city council tells us what to do. But Homeland Security paid to put it in. The city council was kept out of the loop on it. It's a total criminal conspiracy. And no media, so-called establishment media, will cover it. And it's not like I care. It's not like we need to be in the mainstream media. I've been in newspapers tens of thousands of times. Sometimes thousands of times in one story, and it does nothing because no one even reads it or pays attention to it. I've done countless national TV shows. Almost nothing happens. Unless it was Piers Morgan, that was shown on every major TV network in the world, I'm told. Chinese, Japanese, Russian television, every late night show. That's the only time the mainstream media has any power, is because then they can lens everything and basically repeat the same talking point. Now, just like all this massive NSA rollout domestically is not being reported by the state-run media, and that's what it is officially, or that systems like this are being put in public schools and libraries everywhere, at the same time that all of that is going on, if you go up to Infowars.com, there is a headline, Secret Globalist Treaty Threatens Internet Freedom. And this is being reported by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, by TechDirt, by Drudge, by others. But Infowars.com has it. Kurt Nemo's written about it. Secret Globalist Treaty Threatens Internet Freedom. And we've been hammering this for months. David Knight's been focused on it predominantly here at Infowars and on the nightly news. Leanne McAdoo's been focused on it as well. No one could get the treaty. You've got all these Asian Pacific countries, the EU, the US, North American Union, tying these three trilateral commission super unions together. They're meeting, and no one can find out what's happening in the meetings. No transparency. And now, via WikiLeaks, the documents have been leaked to WikiLeaks. And I think it's important you leak to WikiLeaks, but that could be compromised as well. Leak to a lot of different outfits when you leak, folks. But I'm glad they leaked to WikiLeaks. Just like we were leaked these documents on what was happening with the white boxes in Seattle and what they really did. And now we know, at least in a portion, of exactly what is going on. And again, the story with the documents, 30,000-word documents spelling out details of an internet freedom-killing economic system that picks winners and losers. Unbelievable. A U.S.-EU transatlantic trade deal merging with these different Asian union systems. And joining us is Leanne McAdoo and David Knight here to break it down. But first, I want to play a report from Monday, 2 days ago, before we got the documents, where Leanne breaks down exactly what's going on and the bounty that was put out to get somebody to send the documents for money from the inside on what was happening at these huge meetings that thousands of people have been attending for years, that no one is able to find out what's happening with corporations and our governments meeting to decide our future outside of Congress. Here it is.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is a proposed free trade agreement that will literally sign the globe over to corporate control. And as it stands, we, the people who will be most affected by this contract, won't be able to see how our sovereignty and our planet is being raped and ransacked in the name of potential profit margin until it is too late. TPP negotiations have taken place under a freakish cloak of secrecy, denying all but a very few any input into the terms of the agreement. The only people who have had access to the negotiations are 600 advisors, none of whom work for Congress, and 500 of which are corporate lobbyists. Even though the press, the public, and most members of Congress haven't seen details of the negotiations, the Obama administration hopes to fast-track the TPP by the end of this year. And the Obama administration has categorized the deal as classified information. Congressman Alan Grayson was permitted to review the document after filing a Freedom of Information Act. However, he was not allowed to comment on it. Here is what he did have to say about the TPP.
The result will be soon evident to everybody. When the agreement does get released, you'll see massive giveaways of our sovereignty, massive efforts to undermine the middle class in this country, massive efforts to keep us from making the decisions that we need to do to make ourselves safe, to keep ourselves healthy, and to actually have the kind of life we want to have. Why? Because we've given the entire process over to special interests. It's no longer even properly called a trade agreement. It's an anti-sovereignty agreement. It has very little, if anything, to do with trade at this point. And the fact that something like this can be negotiated in secret for over 3 years, it is an indication of how far our standards have fallen. I can't remember any time earlier in our history when we would have done this. I can't remember any time earlier in our history when we'd even make an effort to say that we couldn't have amendments on the floor of the House or the Senate about something that's so crucial to the way that we conduct our lives in the future.
So what's so bad about the Trans-Pacific Partnership that it's being labeled as NAFTA on steroids? Well, the chapters that have been leaked reveal plans that would threaten public health, the environment. Are you an internet user? Of course you are. Well, forget about CISPA, SOPA, and PIPA. The TPP rolls all those regulations up into one global agreement that totally circumvents domestic laws. File downloads could be criminalized, and your internet service provider would become a copyright enforcer, meaning your ISP address could monitor and police your every move using a three-strike system. After those three strikes, your access to the internet could be cut off, including your own personal website, which could be deleted. And the TPP's rules on copyright infringement directly affect anyone who shares information via the web. Fair use exceptions could be severely restricted, effectively crippling any sharing of news and videos via YouTube and other platforms. Pharmaceutical companies can institute longer patents that would preserve their monopolies and reduce access to affordable medications. The TPP includes foreign investor protections, which could help corporations offshore jobs. Negotiations include financial deregulation and loss of oversight that could lead to even worse financial meltdowns than what we've experienced. And perhaps the most crippling to sovereign countries, foreign corporations could pummel nations financially if that nation considers a domestic law that will curb expected future profits. For instance, if a country refuses to grow GMO crops, rather than respecting that nation's sovereignty, biotech giants can sue the country for cutting into their profits, and then international tribunals could impose economic sanctions on that country until their ban on GMOs is lifted. This is a huge concern for citizens all over the world, so why aren't these contracts being made available for public review? Well, a group hopes to do a little crowdsourcing and expose this contract. Just Foreign Policy has launched a free TPP campaign to reward WikiLeaks if it is able to make the negotiating text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership public. So far, the group has raised more than $50,000 from concerned citizens who refuse to acquiesce while corporate cronies decide our fate. We have got to call our representatives and demand that they find out what is inside the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We have to know what's in store for us so we can do something about it before it is too late. Reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo.
All right, and there's the report from Monday. Now WikiLeaks has gotten the document. Looks like the bounty worked. And here we are now with the text of it, and it takes over vitamins, minerals, jobs, internet. Foreign corporations run these meetings. We've gotten them before from the Banff Canada SPP meeting in 2007. That's in my film Endgame, where it literally just turns everything over to foreign interest and to select corporations, who can then come in, shut down their competition, you name it. This stuff is all written to pick winners and losers. And David Knight, go over a laundry list for folks of exactly what's in this text that's now on InfoWars.com.
Well, Alex, this is, to clarify things, this is not the entire agreement.
It's only a boil down.
This is the entirety of one chapter that deals with medicines and copyrights. There are going to be 28 other chapters that we haven't seen. Okay, so they're going to cover things like energy, food safety, whether or not we have GMO labeling. That's going to be determined not by the people, not by the governments. That's going to be determined by these multinational corporations and their lobbyists operating in secret. So you mentioned Agenda 21, but unlike Agenda 21, this, I think, is even as they're trying to be very, very secretive, they're actually exposing what they're all about. By the fact that they're doing this all in secrecy.
It's corporate global governance.
Exactly. And this is a top-down, centralized imposition on people. Whereas Agenda 21 is a lot more subtle. They kind of come at you from the grassroots, and they have this long list of things that would be good for you to adopt, a good agenda. And then they put in, with this RAND Corporation technique, they put that in at the local level. Whereas this is something that people can really see the global corporatist agenda in operation, because they see the secrecy, they see the centralization, they see that it's top down. This is something that, as one guy from Public Citizen said, the Obama administration's shameful bullying on behalf of giant drug companies would lead to preventable suffering and death in Asia and Pacific countries. He said it's much worse than anything that the Bush administration had done. And remember that this TPP started in 2010. Of course, they've been doing this. They've had the blueprint for global takeover through trade agreements for decades, going back to the very first Bilderberg meeting. That was about creating the EU and the Euro. So this has been secretly set up by Bilderberg Group and other organizations like that, meeting in secrecy. But now they're actually putting it in practice. So now they're coming up with the actual nuts and bolts.
That's right. And again, then they have the UN grassroots, Renamob, AstroTurf, to roll out locally to clamor and support the top-down vertical integration to make it look like it has grassroots support.
Mm-hmm.
So those two lock together in a combine.
It's multiple fronts. They're coming from both directions, from the bottom, you know, this fake grassroots, as you mentioned, this AstroTurf, as well as imposing this from the top. The amazing thing is that elected leaders from states can't see this. Ron Wyden, you just saw the clip in Leanne's report of Alan Grayson, but Ron Wyden also tried to get information about it. After a lot of pushing from him, they would let him come and look at it. He couldn't talk about any of the details. He couldn't let his staff.
Congressmen can't tell the American people what agreements are being made. This is global governance. Leanne, since you filed your report, we've learned more. You've read over the document. You've got a lot of stuff highlighted there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's not up for debate. They don't want anyone. It's not transparent, because if people knew what was going on, they would stop it. If our elected representatives were allowed to see the text, they would have to do something about it. And right now, it's, you know, maybe they just are too elitist. They're not going to face retribution.
For this is global government. I mean, this is outrageous.
Absolutely. That's what this thing does. It circumvents domestic laws and puts everything over to international tribunals, it'll be international laws that will decide. So if a country decides they're not going to grow GMOs, or like what we're seeing in Quebec, they don't want fracking there. Well, now these corporations can go in and sue countries for cutting into their expected future profits. And they could say, oh, well, you don't want to grow GMOs or let us frack in your country. Then we're going to sue you because you're dipping into our profits. And it's not going to be held in a public court. So even though they're going to be paid, if the country, you know, will have to pay with taxpayer dollars, it's not a public court that it's being tried in. It's a private, secretive court.
No, it's their court. Yeah. They do this all the time. And then they come in and literally say, you're not allowed to have your own city-run water tank that was already paid for. That competes with us unfairly. Mm-hmm. You've got to sell it to us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They call them investor state tribunals. So what they've done is they've elevated these multinational corporations. And understand that when we talk about corporations, local corporations, domestic corporations don't have the kind of standing that the multinational corporations have. So they come in as investors. They have a tribunal. They have equal status, or you could argue superior status, to the state.
Sure. Well, you read over this stuff. It's the corporations and they're writing it. Then the politicians that are bought and paid for ratify it. Stay there. I want to come back after the break, guys. Okay, folks, we're going to go to break and come back with more of this information. Please don't forget that this is a listener-supported transmission and broadcast. And it is really essential for all of you to continue to spread the word about the show. It's growing by leaps and bounds. And also remember, we're listener supported. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best gravity fed filters out there, the stainless steel Pro Pure and Pro One systems, the entire product line there at the lowest price anywhere already. But with promo code WATER20, you get 20% off the already lowest price. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 20% below what anybody else has it. Stop drinking all the glyphosates and fluoride and the rest of it. Take action today. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we do have more of it in now. It had sold out. We have more of the proprietary InfoWars Life Survival Shield that detoxes the fluoride, protects the thyroid, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars.com. You can see it linked in red up there. A secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. And we've got 30,000 words out of just one chapter of the plan. And we know some of the leaks of the open internet censorship, where a company just says that you might have infringed and you're banned from the internet forever after three strikes. It's the YouTube model. And, you know, you go up there and you make a parody of the NSA and show their symbol. And then they say, oh, that's infringing on us. You're banned. You can already see their model on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And you say, well, just don't go on those sites. No. This is for the whole internet now, censoring you at the point as your info goes over the routers. This is what Wired Magazine's reporting. It's what we're reporting. This is what it does. They're not. This is the establishment's answer to the technocracy they've allowed to be built, which we could use to have freedom, they want to use to dominate us. Leanne, other points in your analysis?
Well, this particular chapter, we obviously, it's a lot of pages. We haven't gotten to all 95 of them, but the intellectual property, it's going to affect anyone that uses the internet, anyone that uploads any videos to YouTube, and they have to go through the fair use or copyright laws, specifically medicine. I know a few months ago there was a big thing that they wanted to patent human genes because in breast cancer research, they said, we discovered that. Well, what that does is it makes it more expensive for women to receive treatment for breast cancer, because a specific company will hold the patent on that and it won't let anyone else do any research. And so therefore, it keeps the prices high. And that's exactly what is going to happen as these 500 corporate lobbyists are there at the table negotiating this, quote.
That's right. And Obama has said that these treaties, which they pass a treaty to allow this organization to be there, but now that group breaks off as a rogue government, they've said that that trumps the Supreme Court, who properly ruled that you can't patent my gene and then say no one else is ever allowed to do anything with that gene. That's outrageous. They're saying this is going to trump that.
Exactly. And they're going to do that with medicines, and it's obviously going to keep the prices high. It's not going to lower the prices. It's not going to make it
affordable. It stops competition.
Medicine. Exactly, exactly.
It creates monopolies.
And David was saying something about evergreening. So
yeah, with drugs, this is something that got put into the United States here with Warren Hatch and Waxman, the Hatch-Waxman Act. called Drug Price Competition and Patent Term Restoration Act. Now, as we all know, the title is exactly the opposite of what it is. So instead of having drug price competition, they're eliminating competition on price.
So it's like Affordable Care Act is five times the cost.
Right. What it is something they call evergreening, and it allows a big pharma, when they've got a patented drug, and they get a long time on these patented drugs, but they want longer on them. So they want to stretch this out to infinity and beyond if possible. So what they do is they have a process of notification where the generic drug manufacturer has to give notification to the company, notification to all these different people.
Did you just quote Buzz Lightyear?
That's right. They stretch this out a couple of years just in notification process. So what they want to do is they want to export this technique to the entire world for the benefit of Big Pharma. And it's not just Big Pharma. That's what we're seeing in this particular chapter. But remember, this is just one of 28 chapters.
And by the way, we deal with this just putting out things like high-quality nascent iodine that's just on record so good. Where they don't let Nesty say that water hydrates you. Because drug companies don't want anybody to be able to say vitamin C cures scurvy and is good for your skin.
That's right.
Of course, it's an absolute fact, but they've written all the rules and laws and turned loose bureaucrats to shut us down. Meanwhile, they can put drugs on the market that kill you on record and have mercury brain damaging kids. We're going to come back to five more minutes with you, then phone calls for folks that are holding third hour coming up.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got 5 minutes in this segment. Leanne McAdoo and David Knight, reporters for InfoWars Nightly News, weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. You're going to have more on this tonight, obviously. Who's hosting you, Jakari?
Jakari.
So we're going to have more on this tonight. But, Leanne, during the break, you were going into the internet deal, what I mentioned, but give them the actual subsections on that. And then, David, run over those other final points on this draconian tyranny.
Well, you know, what this really shows, Alex, is that they talk about themselves as being stakeholders. Actually, they see themselves as being slaveholders, and we're their slaves. And if anything comes out of this, nothing could be more clear than that Obama is not about transparency. Obama is merely a puppet of large multinational corporations. This agreement makes it perfectly clear.
You're going to say the sun came up this morning.
That's right. They've had at least 19 meetings on this. They said they were going to get this done by the end of the year. This all started under the Obama administration in 2010, this particular trade negotiation agreement. And this covers everything. The chapters that we got today are really a wish list for NSA, for Hollywood, and for Big Pharma. But there's stuff in there for all the big corporations. The bankers have their part in there to stopping legislation that's going to rein in derivatives. We've got jobs being moved offshore. We've got food safety being taken away by Monsanto's interest. And we've got energy being having a fork stuck in it.
And the same groups want the borders open.
Exactly. So this is what people need to understand. And a lot of people are starting to wake up, especially people on the left are very concerned about this, predominantly because of this chapter that was released today that is essentially bringing in CISPA. You know, they tried ACTA, PIPA, CISPA twice. Now they're going to get this in through the TPP, the same things that they were trying to do as far as the ISP.
Can't get it in Congress? Well, just do it internationally. Right.
Do it internationally. Go over everybody's head.
Leanne, you've got some of those sections.
Right. Well, speaking about the ISP, so file downloads could be criminalized, right? So now your internet service provider is going to be basically like the copyright police. So it's going to monitor everything you're doing online. And if you do anything that it doesn't like,
it's spying on you, and they're already doing it.
Yes.
This just puts it into some type of law.
And it gives you it has a three strikes type system. And so if you break it, you know, you break their rules three times, you're out. You're off the internet.
You're banned. You're banned.
Website.
Individually banned.
You know, are banned. Yeah. Whatever computer, your website.
And that's why Microsoft's coming out with the internet ID. Google is unifying it all. It's all an NSA takeover grid. Mm-hmm.
Well, remember that the internet was started by DARPA. It was originally a DARPA project. So maybe it's kind of been a pump and dump strategy the entire time.
You're right. Continue.
And also, too, speaking about the offshoring of jobs, this basically, it eliminates the Buy American. So it allows foreign corporations to bid on contracts here. And they say, oh, well, that's good for the U.S. because we can go and bid on procurements contracts overseas. No, it's opening up our borders, our countries, so that foreign countries can bid on contracts here.
Well, these things are always selectively enforced. There's federal law that most of the federal money has to go to small businesses. None of it does. I mean, it's all written to be selectively enforced. I mean, if you're Tyson Chicken, you can ship any chicken you want. If you're a small chicken operation, you do one thing wrong, you're all going to jail.
But it's bringing everything together. They've had regional trade agreements, as we talked about before. You know, Bilderberg, one of the first things they did was talk about the euro and the EU. And now that they've got NAFTA and they've got the European Union, they're bringing these things together. That's what these agreements are getting larger. And with the U.S. kind of at the central focus, we've now got the Trans-Pacific Partnership as well as the North Atlantic Free Trade.
And they merge all three, as the Trilateral Commission said,
yes,
all three of the super unions together, destroy the old sovereignty and create 10 mega regions within the three.
Yes, because they're
consolidating. I read that in a book. Was written a while back.
That's right.
2,000 years ago.
The actual process happening now that you've been talking about for decades, that's been going on for many decades.
But we're really getting up to it. Real open corporate world government.
Yeah.
And he's trying to fast track it to make this happen by the end of the year. So with like, what, another month? And the TPP, it represents 40% of the global, the world's GDP. But what Obama has initiated even beyond that is the transatlantic trade.
Stay there. We got to talk about this, then we'll go to calls. This is important.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, you ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for QE Unlimited, former Fed official says. I mentioned that in the first hour today, but we're going to get into it more. That's on CNBC. He said it's a transfer to offshore banks. A direct robbery of you and your family. Where have I heard that before? Because that's what it is. You've heard it here over and over again. Now, a top Federal Reserve official has gone public. Continuing, Russian lawmaker proposes bill outlawing U.S. dollar, says collapse will take place in 2017. I don't think it'll go that long. This is all by design. That's just some of the news. Drudge is reporting amnesty dead for now. That's in the Washington Times. I don't believe Boehner for a minute. At Infowars.com, poll shows that almost half of Americans believe Obama knowingly deceived them. And again, that's going with a mainstream poll. How about 10% believe Obama? NSA can track your location even when your phone is turned off. Secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. Seattle police detective. The Seattle police have now come out and said that they have deactivated their spokesman, the sergeant says, the Wi-Fi spy grid after a privacy outcry. So that's big news, you'd think, but the state-run media has not covered it. Also, school's new spy system places children under complete surveillance. That is just some of the news up on Infowars.com. And Senator Cornyn from Texas has just gone public minutes ago on Fox News and called for a banning and the abolishment of the Obama scaminator, excuse me, the Obama fraudinator, excuse me, the Obama gang takeover by criminal forces. I'm sorry, there's the actual headline. Put it back up for me. Cornyn calls for halt to Obamacare navigators on heels of undercover video that, of course, we first yesterday interviewed the head of the Veritas Project, James O'Keefe here. That's investigative journalism. Going to Democratic after Democratic office. Of course, they're supposed to be 501c3, tax-exempt, nonpartisan groups administering and getting money to be the navigators. But you show up, and it's literal. We salute Mao Zedong. We will get the guns. We're bringing Texas down. We're Battlefield Texas. It's over. Command force, prepare. Up with Stalin. I mean, it is Bolshevik Revolution stuff. But they won't even get the Bolshevik Revolution. It'll be worse than that with foreign banks robbing their family. But they don't care. Bringing America down is what it's all about, and they love it, love it, love it. I'm ranting. I said I'd go to your phone calls. Michelle and Aaron and Annie. Is that Michelle or Michael? Yeah, it's Michael. I'm suddenly, like, the lights are in my eyes. At a certain point, for 2 hours on air, I get to where I can't read anymore at a distance. Forrest, Jeff, Annie, Aaron, Michael, and others. So that's all coming up. I promise I'm going to your phone calls. But if I start ranting, it's because I'm marveling at just David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, still in studio with us, really been covering these different partnerships, the EU, the North American Union, SPP, and the two Asian unions, all set up by the Rockefellers on record, all merging. And Leanne, you were getting into that before the break cut you off, getting into these different partnerships that just circumvent America. Congress that is involved isn't allowed to tell the public. I mean, this is just outrageous. It's just like the NSA spying is illegal. It's just, as a government and corporate culture, they're committing mass crime against us, just setting the precedent by overwhelming us. And I think that's what they're doing. What do you think they're... Well, finish your point, Leanne, and then I want to ask both of you. What do you think the in-game stratagem is here? I mean, do you think it's going well for Team Tyranny against Team Humanity?
Well, they're definitely lambasting us with tyranny and, you know, just one after the other. So it is kind of distracting. You're like, which debacle do I deal with now? So, but the point I wanted to make was that the TPP represents, all the countries that are involved in the TPP represent more than 40% of the world's gross domestic product. But Obama has initiated another, it's the TTIP, which will cover more than 60% of the world's GDP. So this is huge. So why is it not transparent? Why can't people do
that? No one's talking about this on the news.
Not the mainstream media.
Lou Dobbs on Fox Business, maybe. I mean, that's the thing. They literally are talking about the new tallest building in the U.S.,
Right. And you would think this would be news, because this is something that's going to really affect domestic businesses, small businesses. They're not a part of this. They're not stakeholders. Mm-hmm. It's simply the multinational corporations. You look at Obamacare and you see how this is, people are realizing to some extent that they've been betrayed. They've been lied to about what's going on with Obamacare. And just like we saw the massive transfer of wealth that this guy is apologizing for from the Federal Reserve banker, this Obamacare is an even bigger transfer of wealth than the TARP bailouts were. It's a much worse deal for everybody, and they're starting to realize it because of the website, because it's a mandate on them personally. It's much more difficult to get people to see these bigger issues. It's one of the reasons why I think WikiLeaks leaked this particular chapter, because it deals with medicine and it deals with privacy and the internet. People can understand that. They're trying to get people to understand that. Other things like offshoring of jobs, letting the bankers run free with these derivatives, shutting down energy, the food labeling issues, those are harder to get people involved in, but nobody is covering it except for the alternative media, or what I like to call the authentic media.
Yeah, what is the term? I mean, the rebirth of the real media, non-state run? I mean, what do you call us?
I think it's authentic is what I call it, because we talk about what we see.
How about the pro-human media?
Yeah.
How about the pro-justice reality media? I call us the reality-based community.
Well, you know, in terms of authentic, when we see something, we report it to the best of our ability. That's what you do. You know, you don't make us, you don't filter this. We're able to go through and analyze something and talk about it. There's not an agenda that we have to follow, that we can't talk about this.
And the last thing the media, exactly. The last thing the media, the establishment media wants is for us to connect the dots too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't want us to point out this is part of two other agreements, all merging them together. They don't want us to point out that all the money that was given to the Congress to sign on to this. Mm-hmm. But Congress can't just say, we now give our right to make law to this group forever.
Mm-hmm. But that's what
they call it fast track.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. With fast track, they got a trade representative who goes out there. They're going to negotiate.
A czar.
This. Exactly. They're going to negotiate this in secret. They're going to get hit with this 3,000-page, million-word document. If the other chapters are the same size, they're going to have no time to consider it, and it's not going to be done like a real treaty. It's just going to be a simple majority, and it's just going to be a simple majority of whoever's there if they've got enough to have a quorum. We've seen that type of thing happen over and over again. That's the way they got the Federal Reserve Act passed. Mm-hmm. They did it, you know, in the holidays. We saw Obama sign in the NDAA with indefinite detention on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. They do this kind of stuff when people aren't around. They fast track it. It's very subversive. But the more they try to become secretive about this, the more obvious it is to people what they're doing. Even if we don't see the details, we know exactly what they're doing.
And again, I'm not tooting our horn. I want to get your take on this, Leanne. We're going to go to break, come back with calls. But we're just a pro-liberty media organization. I'm an aggressive, you know, leader of the organization. We've got all these great reporters and researchers and folks that send us tips. But we're not that special, other than the fact that we're willing to tell the truth and point out the elephant in the room. And that's what's so crazy about this is we put out a report from a leaked document about the police illegally grabbing everybody's data. It's clearly illegal, just like the Google cars were. Mm-hmm. And the police, within 6-7 hours, suspend it because the city council goes, you're not supposed to be doing that. Mm-hmm. And the police know that they've committed a crime under Homeland Security. Just because the feds told you it was okay and you watch shows like 24 where they do illegal stuff, this is the real world. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, Al-Qaeda works for your bosses. So the police need to get to their head that they're part of a criminal takeover. But look at how no state-run media has even covered this. It really shows how controlled they are. Mm-hmm. You think they'd want to cover this.
Right.
This is bigger than the Snowden stuff. This is NSA-installed, paid-for snooping arms, tracking and grabbing everything you're doing, hacking your phone.
Listening to you whenever you're in public. Mm-hmm. It isn't just if you're on the internet. It's like if you're
microphones, around, cameras.
They got microphones. Right. They got facial recognition. They got voice recognition.
License plate readers.
Absolutely. So this is
black boxes in your car, and they go, now we're going to start taxing you with it. We paid in the price of the car for a mandated box that they're going to tax us with. And then we were against it. They went, don't be a conspiracy theorist. We won't mm-hmm. tax you. Now they're like, we got them in. We're going to tax you. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are crooks.
Yeah.
Leanne, what do you think of all this? What do you think? How long have you been here? Because I know you already knew about a lot of this stuff. You got a journalism degree from UT. And so you're already a smart person. But being here 8 months or so, is it 8 months?
Seven.
I mean, what has it been like for you?
Well, at times when you do turn on the mainstream media or something, or even just things that are going on, it can be very discouraging because they really are ramping up the tyranny train. Like everywhere you look, it's like, geez, where does it end? Where do the tentacles stop? But it's also because they are just turning it on, like really getting it turned up. People are waking up, and it's like the harder they push and from every area that they're getting in and taking our liberties away, it's making people wake up all that much faster.
What does your gut tell you is going to happen? Because we've all had private discussions around here about just leaving the country, but there's nowhere to run.
That's right. Yeah, there's nowhere to go because just like the TPP, this is pushing out the same types of things that they've gotten done that are really bad, like what they've done with the pharmaceutical companies, evergreening, for example.
We're going to skip this break, by the way. We're going to skip this break. Go ahead. I was just...
But, you know, we're one of only two countries that has any patents on surgical procedures. And so now they're going to push this out to everywhere. So where are you going to run? You can't run somewhere else. You got to try to fight it. But it's coming on very quickly. There's not much time. They've been talking about this for 60 years. They are implementing it now through the TPP and through TAFTA and these other mechanisms. And they're doing it on multiple fronts.
I have a 1937 New York Times original somewhere around here. I got it from Bernadine Smith out in California that runs a Second Amendment group. I got to find that. It's somewhere around. And it's the New York Times. She actually bought a bunch of them. And it's actual New York Times showing the 10 regions and how it would be part of the 10 global. You have 10 global mega regions in the world government. It says world government. And then 10 regions here, no more states. And it's like, wow, they're still trying to do the same plan. Yeah. But now they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Multi-generational, they've had this plan and they're following it through multiple generations. And we're at the very end of the game right now. Because you know, they don't necessarily need to do another step. As I mentioned, they've got both TAFTA and TPP. We're at the center of it.
And for folks to know, the Rural Affairs Commission with the Department of Defense over it, it's there to shut down small farms.
Yes.
I mean, this is a military takeover.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I say that over and over again. It is.
And I'm hoping
it's a systematic, scientific shutdown of human society with giant mega Walmart command bases, sucking everything dry, putting us on welfare so we can be socially engineered.
I'm hoping that both the left and the right wake up to this. The left, like Occupy, a lot of them, they're looking at this and saying, well, this is corporations. Well, it's not really just corporations. I make a distinction between people that are small businesses that operate in a free market environment and between large multinational corporations that are the tail wagging the dogs of the governments that basically dictate to them the terms that they want.
They will shut down
right now.
They will shut down entire industries and write regulations to do it so they can consolidate markets. Absolutely. That's criminal.
Absolutely.
It's monopolies.
Exactly.
Leanne?
I don't want to make any predictions about what's going to happen because I'm I feel like it's just being too optimistic, and I've really become a realist as I've gotten older. And it's sad and it's scary because they really are clamping down.
They really are evil.
Yeah. And this TPP is like the globalist wet dream. You know what I mean? Like this is huge for them. If there was ever a time for Americans to wake up and people around the world to wake up, it's right now. It's right now.
But it's like the Alamo. No matter how big the odds, you keep your head down and you go into it, right?
Mm. So. But that is the issue, is they've already set up the system to start shutting down even the old media. And so now they're consolidating the old dinosaur media and getting them to where they will not report anything they're told. Yep. I mean, I talk to media where they'll see cops shoot somebody in the back and the newspaper says you're not going to report that. I mean, that's what's really scary, is that we're getting to the point where they're really just going to start trying to take people away. And then the civil war starts. I mean, it's just to know that we're literally living in like 1937 Germany. I mean, we're really going into it.
Well, that's why Lieberman and Rockefeller wanted to give Obama the internet kill switch, because they know how.
And by the way, that's in place. They just want to say it's legal. Go ahead.
Well, that's what they know, how much of an influence we have. You know, just being on the internet and not being able to go on CNN or whatever, like they don't even have an audience. They don't matter. We have a huge audience in Drudge and Breitbart and these other, the authentic media. Our voices are being heard. People are listening, and that scares them.
And I'll tell you what's going to happen, too. When the Republican puppets get back in, the ones who are trying to shut down the real libertarian elements of the Tea Party, it's not going to work this time.
Mm-mm.
Glenn Beck has already said, I'm not a Republican anymore, I'm a libertarian, because he realizes that's where it's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing across the board. We are winning the intellectual battle.
Yes.
Notice our talking points that are based on real research mm-hmm. are now becoming the talking points, not because we were even that special, but because we were willing to fight and tell the truth, and I built a platform. Mm-hmm. My audience built a platform.
Mm-hmm. You got people like Sensenbrenner, who was introduced the Patriot Act. He wrote many other instruments of tyranny. He actually suggested that journalists be prosecuted under the Espionage Act in 1917, a year ago. But now, this last week, he went to the European Union, and he's talking trash about the NSA police state. So even he sees the handwriting on the wall. Mm-hmm. But you can't necessarily believe that he's been reformed.
Sure, that's like Kerry saying he doesn't believe Oswald acted alone.
That's right.
I mean, we've won the fight intellectually, but the bully doesn't care.
No.
He'll lock us up and...
I don't think we're going to be able to reform it at the top. I think what it's going to boil down to is going to be people refusing to go along with it. It's going to be the police standing down, just like the East German police refused to shoot people that were crossing over the wall. It's going to be that type of thing, like Stuart Rhodes has talked about, like you've talked about. It's also going to be people standing up in juries and refusing to convict people and send people to jail for these crimes.
Let me say this. If I wanted to be a big sensation hero as a stunt, I would get on an airplane, I'd fly to Seattle with a film crew, I'd get up with a stepladder and I'd bash one of those things with a baseball bat. They would arrest me. That's the new Rosa Parks. Now, I'm not telling listeners to go do that. I'm just saying we have the moral authority. Whoever starts going after these probe droids, mm-hmm. these that we paid for, that are meant to rob our freedom and track us. I mean, imagine, I guarantee you there are thousands of folks in Seattle listening to us right now. What if they just started showing up and smashing them with baseball bats? And I'm not calling for that. I don't agree with the founding fathers that hung up posters against the king. They should have submitted to the king. And I don't agree with Rosa Parks. She should have sat at the back of the bus and shut up. I don't think you should stand up against any of this and go out there right now. I mean, it's not like I've ever gone, or anybody else around here has ever gone to billboards around town and climbed up them at night and spray painted them or anything. People always like, oh, we want to see some action. Folks, I was out taking action this morning. Because let me tell you, it feels so good to take physical action. And anyways, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take people at the grassroots level standing up and doing something, because Washington is obviously too corrupt. And we've got these phony people. You can even see Feinstein coming out and saying that she's upset about this. Come on. She's part of this. She's been on top of this. She knows all about it. And we've seen head fakes from her with the NDA before. There's some phony stuff going on up there. I don't know any of them that we can trust. And certainly you've got this massive bureaucracy that just keeps going
on. Oh, no, exactly. Look at Obama with NDAA. He says, I'm not going to sign it. Don't create opposition against it. Turns out he wrote it.
Right.
Then he says, oh, I won't sign it now that it's passed. Signs it. It's all about betrayal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then he gets politically destroyed. Doesn't matter. That was his job. They said, you're going to take the blame. You ready? Mm-hmm. then they'll resuscitate him, and he'll get, the next time there's a flood in Haiti, he'll get $100 million and keep it, like Bill Clinton.
Exactly. Well, and so both on Obamacare and this TPP, hopefully people can see that now with Obama.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Leanne? Last word?
Well, Rand Paul was saying at some forum this week that Obama actually wrote the part in Obamacare that takes the people's insurance away from them.
No, he did. See, I used to think he was a total puppet. Now I've done more research because it's leaked. He stays up late screwing his own people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so different from this that I've never really understood it, but now I get the mindset. Cheating people is like the thrill. Great job, guys. I know you're going to get more articles out with Kurt Nemo, more on the Nightly News with Jakari Jackson hosting. Great job, Leanne McAdoo and Dave and I. Keep it up. All right, we're going to go to break, and I promise, come back and do nothing but take your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. But listen, we are so blessed to be here. This is so rare, so historical, the position we're in. I have an incredible responsibility, and I know as a top general in this fight that I shouldn't be, outdoing the things I'm doing and admitting some of the things I do. But at this point, I just got to be honest, people. It feels so good to take physical action, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the only way I can sleep at night. Is if I physically make scenes in stores about vaccines, is if I physically, deface propaganda that I paid for. I'm sick of the abuse. I'm taking my freedom back, and that's where it's at, okay? Because people think, man, that's work, to climb up on something at 5 a.m. I can't help it, okay? That's the point, is that's why I'm still alive. It's why I have energy, is I'm not laying down and dying, folks. And it's not work to fight tyranny. It's like saying it's work to breathe. It ain't work. It's living here. That's what I'm telling you. We're going to break. Coming back with your calls. Please don't forget to help capitalize our operation. Buy your war bonds, the books, the T-shirts, the best films, the best materials, the best supplements, you name it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We got more. Again, I talked to doctors, researchers, medical people, you name it. I said, what is the best thing with this increased radiation in the atmosphere? And they said, nation iodine, but it's hard to find the real stuff. I did deep research, found the best stuff, tried some others. Unfortunately, they tasted like rocket fuel, made me feel sick. Not this stuff. We are the only folks putting this out nationwide. They expanded the laboratory that's been there 40 years. 20 years, 21 years with this patented proprietary, and we have it available at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield, nascent iodine dietary supplement. Oh, Leanne, I forgot you told me during the break. What has it done for you in a month? Just briefly, this wasn't planned. Tell folks real fast.
Well, Dr. Group said one of the main things would be clarity. So that was like, ooh, I'm sold. I want clarity. And one of the things that fluoride in the water does is it calcifies your pituitary gland, which some...
And the pineal.
The pineal gland, sorry. My bad.
But what has it done for you?
It has made me have so much clarity where it's, if I can put my sentences together, I don't have to search for words and names that I couldn't remember.
Well, you were always sharp, but I do see a difference.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Folks, I'm telling you, look, just try it. And even if you don't like it, which I know you will, it supports the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com. Take the taste challenge. Take it for a month. See what happens.
We're on the march. InfoWarsLife.com. The Empire is on the run.
253-3139.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fund the war machine against tyranny. Fund us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, another million people thrown off their health care in California. Obama promised he wouldn't do that, but now they say he never said that, so it must be true. Also, Obama's big lie destroying his credibility. That's what Goodwin's saying. Doesn't matter. He's a puppet. He's meant to take the blame. And the site won't be fixed by month's end. It's never meant to be fixed because you don't get free health care, dummies. A flaw allows anyone on earth to fraudulently enroll. No hope left. Americans struggle to replace canceled plans. Democrats fractured. Larry Summers, better than expected. He says he loves Obamacare. again, WebMD... cashes in without telling readers they're being paid to tell folks how great Obamacare is with taxpayer money. Obamacare's mystery woman says she fell victim to cyberbullies. The woman they use on the healthcare website turns out isn't a U.S. citizen. is here basically illegally, and then she was promised to be paid, and they didn't even pay her. Well, of course they're not going to pay you. You think a gangster government pays you? I mean, they're illegally spying on everybody. The government ships in the narcotics. The government runs Al-Qaeda. You think they're going to pay you? You're lucky you're alive. That's how gangster government works. You're lucky you got anything, scum. Because when they punch you in the nose, you get up and you say, please punch me in the mouth. When they punch you in the mouth, you ask them to knock you upside the head with a baseball bat. And as you stand there bleeding to death, you thank them for everything they did. And don't worry, they're going to ship your jobs overseas, not even to build up those countries, but to the lowest common denominator, to destroy those countries. They're going to destroy you, and you're going to beg them and thank them every day because you love the government. You got all the TV shows where the government's the hero, and you go home at night and you watch those shows, and you identify with all those fake actors and feel like it's good, and you know what? It's all true. I'm the liar. Obama loves you. Obamacare's good. Fluoride's good for you. Mercury's good in the shots. GMO's good. Doesn't matter. It sterilizes all the animals they feed it to. Doesn't matter. Just, it's all good. Let's go to your phone calls. Michael in Arizona, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How you doing, brother?
I appreciate you holding, brother. Go ahead, extremist.
Yes, I am an extremist. I look forward to shaking your hand and standing next to you physically someday. I'll be as quick as possible. I know how you
Oh,
like
no, go ahead, brother. You're on the air. Take your time.
All right. Well, I was Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts as a kid. I'm a Cold War fast attack submarine veteran. I'm a official member of the NRA gun owner. I'm also a member of the American Cold War Veterans Association.
So basically, you're a racist, bad person.
Racist and a terrorist, yes.
Yes.
I'm also on the president's enemy list, which you can get through that through Breaking Obama. They got a Facebook page and a website as well. I got three things. I got a statement, a theory, and a suggestion for you there, Alex. And my statement is this morning, Breaking Obama, where you can get your official card carrying president's enemy list card from, they posted a picture of this very attractive woman with a double barrel shotgun walking through a meadow, which has turned brown because it's fall. She looks like she's bird hunting, but it says, last month, 34 times more Americans registered for a gun license than Obamacare.
Well, that's right, and I've seen the statistics that it is easier to get accepted at Harvard than to be able to get on the Obamacare exchange. And that's because they only do it with token people to trot out in front of the folks to think that they won the lottery ticket. See, now getting Obamacare is like a lottery ticket. So even though you just get your tiny paycheck cut and you get your tax refund taken and your bank account garnished, it doesn't matter because somebody got it. I heard somebody one day saw a leprechaun and a pot of gold.
Right on. Yeah, I heard that statement you made earlier today. I watch and listen to you every day. I don't miss an episode, period. That was my statement. Would I have a, well, I had a suggestion, but I had a, man, I'm losing my mind here. My suggestion is, you're a good listener of good music, rock and roll in particular. There's a version of War Pigs, originally done by Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne, of course, done by Cake. You should check that out and check out the official video. The video is awesome.
And, sounds pretty terrorist to me. All right. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Great points. Thank you for holding. Let's talk to Forrest from Virginia. And welcome to the airwaves, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Alex, man? Thanks a lot, dude. You're freaking awesome. I love you.
You're awesome. No, you're awesome. The government loves you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Yeah, knock on the door. I'm running out the back. I just wanted to say, you know, these guys, like you said before, they're just totally evil. And, you know, hopefully the police and these people are going to come to their senses when everything hits the fan and, you know, drop the uniform and put on a John Deere hat. Like, I think a bunch of them are, man. You know, I can't see them turning on their people. So, you know, I'm hoping that's going to happen, but... But, you know, everything you say is right. I've checked you out, and everybody said you're baloney burgers. And I'm telling you what, Alex, you ain't never told me no lie, man. I just want to appreciate it. But you think about this. There's two guys on a hill, and with 5,000 people, and they're sitting on a hill, and they're eating fish and bread. And one comes up to him and says, let's go on down the hill, and we can kill them. The 700 soldiers that have taken Jerusalem, we can get rid of them Romans. And Jesus said, back up, Judas. You ain't learned yet, right? So and that's when Judas turned in Jesus. He was mad. He didn't believe in paying taxes to anybody. You know, Caesar, put it, you know. So Judas was pissed. But even then, Judas had remorse. He came back and threw the 30 silver pieces down and said, this is blood money. I don't want all that in the Pharisees. There's blood on your hands, man. And they bought the potter's field, and he went out and hung himself. But he had remorse, man. These guys are scum, evil, Luciferian elite. Bags, man, and they have no remorse or anything about anything that they do, and that's what's really disgusting and scary as shit about the whole thing.
I hear you, and you're a really good caller, but I wish you wouldn't use old English. That's when the French Norman took over Brittany. Brittany is just a part of France, but then they took over England and other areas proper. They outlawed the common tongue, so that's why it's seen as dirty and nasty. And so how dare you use the common tongue? But you're absolutely right. And look, most police I talk to are now awake. And military, again, is the most awake group. And then the police are awake as well because they're seeing all this crazy stuff going on. The problem is we've gotten to the point where we can't be compliant. I myself have gotten so comfortable with tyranny that I've even gotten compliant and just expect it now. And it's not like I shouldn't have the attitude of someday they're going to come just arrest me or kill me in a parking lot and I should just accept it. And no, I mean, I've decided I'm not going to just accept that and just man up and let them drag me off like some martyr. I'll defend myself. And you know, that's people are like, well, that's not anything big. That's common sense. Exactly. We need to recognize we didn't ask for this fight. We didn't look for it. We don't want it to happen. But many times, you know, walking home from school or whatever, there'd be two or three bullies walking down, and I could easily turn down the street and get home. You know what? I would just make the decision by the time I was about 11 or 12. You know what? I think I'm going to turn and walk on over to the bullies, and let's just see what happens. And those are the best times of my life. And I found when I was fighting three people, I was a lot stronger than I was fighting one person. And I found the same thing as I grew up in business and life and everything. We have the moral high ground. We have everything. We need to act like it. And I mean, somebody smarts off at you at a restaurant about something, get in their face, take over the whole place, start talking about the New World Order. Do it in grocery store lines. Let me tell you something. I mean, it's time to stop playing games with all these cameras and all this other junk. I'm done. And that's just the way it is. The system's criminal. And we are aiding and abetting it now when we don't nonviolently resist it. So the civil disobedience, folks, it's time. And I'm not going to tell people what they should do or what they should be involved in. But obviously people are smart enough to figure out what's going on in their area. I appreciate your call, sir. Let's talk to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Alex, I'd just like to thank you for waking me up. First-time caller. I've listened for some time, living in southern Alberta. As I listen to a lot of the things that you're uncovering, I kind of scratch my head at times. I wrestle with, can this all be real? What you've done, there was an article some time ago that referenced Canada in regards to what's happening in our own government here. So I'll just quickly share it with you and what it led to. And it certainly ties into the spying that you've been covering today on an unprecedented scale. In the Canadian Economic Action Plan 2013, InfoWars ran a story that Canada's first remedy to deal with any banking difficulties in Canada would be a bail-in type system, the same thing that happened in Cyprus. And I thought, that can't be true. That can't happen in Canada.
Yeah, in fact, give me the headline. I remember that like a month ago, and we'll pull it up. What was the headline?
So, the thing that caught my attention
Hold on. I want to get the headline up on screen for folks. Because you went and checked it out in the rabbit hole, you found it was much worse than we said. I want you to say that in a minute. I know. It's always worse than we can say. There's no way to describe something this bad. But hold on 1 second. The headline was something like Canada respond to banking crisis with bail-in. Or just type in Canada bail-in or Canada, Cyprus, Infowars.com. Search it. I want to show folks the article on screen. Sorry, go ahead.
So I just thought, well, that can't be true. So I looked it up, and I got a copy of the Canadian Economic Action Plan 2013, and I started reading at page 140. You actually listed the page numbers in that story. And that is exactly what it says in the Canadian Economic Action Plan 2013, that the important banks in Canada, if there was any difficulty, they would enact, as is happening globally, a bail-in.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's kind of like the Affordable Care Act cost three or four times what it did before, or the Patriot Act's unpatriotic, or National Defense Authorization destroys our defense, destroys our liberty. We just put the document on screen for TV viewers, radio listeners. We'll give them the headline in a moment. Yes, the plan is a direct global tax to private megabanks. Every country yearly, whatever they want, will be taken out of your bank account. And then it won't matter if you only try to operate on cash. Everything will be taken under Homeland Security that they have in every country now that globalists control. They will take it directly from your employer. And then they will take the exact amount needed to bankrupt you and your family. Because the plan is to totally savage everyone. I'm not kidding. The plan is make you go bankrupt. But in fact, put the back on screen. I'll give the headline to folks. Cyprus-style bail-ins are proposed in new 2013 Canadian government budget. And it's actually worse than that. They say in this that this is what they're going to do. But go ahead.
As you read on, so I thought, well, I better read a little bit more here what's going on. As you read on in that document and get into page... I believe it's 147, 48, 49. As you read on, it mentions and talks about the Canadian Pension Plan Board. The Canadian Pension Plan is one of the largest pension plans in the world.
And they're going to take that.
In 2012, it was listed at $172 billion. So that's a year ago. Well, you had to be a Canadian to sit on the Canadian Pension Plan Board and make it, you know, have the influence of where the investments went nationally and internationally. Well, it appears that they're setting the stage to change the rules that foreigners can sit on the Canadian Pension Plan Board so that we can globally be more informed of what's happening.
Of course.
I don't think Canadians even know that they're setting it up that foreigners would make investment decisions for the Canadian Pension Plan.
Well, here it is in Detroit. They're going to take the pensions and give it to banks. It says Detroit's decision to fend off bankruptcy, pay pensions or banks. And it's all just a fraud. Yeah, no, sir. They're going to take everything. And then when this is all happening, if you don't like it, they're going to call you a terrorist, and then they're going to send a paramilitary group of guys that like to kill people to your house to burn it down. And people say, really? No, that's what they train to do. And see, the cops will do it because somebody's going to blow their police station up. You see, the globalists will kill cops and kill military and say, you know, the Liberty Group did it. And then when the cops go out and attack the Liberty Group, the feds won't have to blow up police stations anymore because there'll be a war will start. And then it'll be a real fight. You see how that works?
I do. Alex,
isn't that sweet, though? Isn't that loving? Isn't that friendly? Go ahead.
One last thing, Alex. I know you got lots of callers. So really what I called to today, I've got a number of things listed. I'll just call another time.
No, go ahead. Go to your next point. We like callers that actually have facts.
Emotionally, I'm trying to be prepared. And
you're being robbed by foreign banks when you don't like it? Sounds like you're a terrorist. Why don't you just take some vaccines and roll over and die? Why don't you be trendy?
I'd like to say I'd take the $1 million that you offered to take the shots, that I could use that money, but I'm scared to do that.
Well, Piers Morgan didn't take the $1 million to take 1,000 shots either.
So here's the
dilemma. You can buy a big gravestone with $1 million. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm a pastor in southern Alberta, and I tell people the number one preparation that they need to make is on what terms with Jesus are you?
I agree.
So that's the number one. But then I go on and have conversations of things that I've researched and things that I've heard from you. And people in Canada, I think, I don't know if we're just hiding it better. One of the past leaders of a group in Canada called a government agency called CSEC, which up until just a little while ago, a lot of Canadians didn't even know we had such a thing. They've been in existence for over 50 years.
Sir, you're run by a governor general. Your whole government's fake. It's a very beautiful country, great culture. Some of the best people I've ever met are Canadian. And so you're so nice and so good that you are totally blind to the evil sitting right next to you. It's like German head of armaments, Wernher von Braun, no, that was the head of their rocket program, Albert Speer, said that, to paraphrase, that, you know, he didn't know Hitler was evil because when the devil's got his arm around your shoulder, it's warm, it's inviting, you don't know. He was one of the only guys to not be basically executed and get a shorter prison sentence. But, I mean, that's what it comes down to. I appreciate your call. I'm going to go to the next person. Great calls today. Annie in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty evil right now. I don't want to die and give the earth to Ted Turner.
I don't blame you.
Well, that's a little selfish of me, don't you think?
No, I don't think so. I want to talk to you about the GridX2 shutdown that was scheduled for today and tomorrow.
Yep, they're doing a drill of practicing to turn the East Coast power off. Yep.
Do you think that will actually happen today? Or
no, the feds are just practicing how to turn it off to control us, because turning it back on is the big issue. It's not easy to turn power off and turn it back on. It's an incredible science. The U.S. has been one of the best places to know how to keep power up all the time. Most countries, the power is off, you know, a third of the time. But don't worry, we're going to be like that soon. That's what they're moving us into.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say I'm an elderly 77-year-old great-grandmother, but that doesn't stop me. I'm not dead yet. Whenever I go out shopping, I spread the word about your show and about everything I can think of.
Tell you what, ma'am, stay there, Annie. Got to go to break. I'm going to come right back to you. And it's people like Annie that are going to save us. You've got to talk to everybody you know about the takeover. We'll be right back. The problem is I can't come up with headlines as bad as it actually is. I was looking at Kurt Nemo's headline that's the top link on Infowars.com. Secret Globalist Treaty Threatens Internet Freedom. And that's a great headline, but it's not one-tenth as bad as it should be. But I'm not criticizing Nemo coming up with that headline. I can't think of one that describes how truly horrible it is. And we've actually read the documents that no one's allowed to see that WikiLeaks just put out. And it's the sky's the limit. Why not? I mean, there's not a revolution in the street when some people are getting 500%, 600% increases on their health care. The average person is being kicked off or having it doubled. That's just getting started. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you'll put up with. And I know history. I'm a history buff. And man, let me tell you, we are in deep trouble. And I just keep saying that because you can see it gets worse and worse by the day now. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse because we've let crooks take over. I'm going to go back to Annie, do some overdrive, go to Aaron, Natalie in Australia. We're going to get to everybody here that's been on the board here at least. But briefly, what would that headline be? Secret text of globalist internet treaty leaked? I don't know. Alert, massive leak. Internet takeover treaty leaked. I don't know. I don't know what you say. People are like, oh, secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. Oh, big deal. All the cops I watch are on shows like The Blacklist. They really care about me on there. The average people in the FBI don't even know what's going on. They're not allowed to know anything. They're compartmentalized, told what to look at, so they don't know about the crime going on right next to them. I mean, do you know about the UN and what they really are into, folks? I mean, I'm not going to even get into it. If you don't know, then fine. Let's just say this. They're the nastiest. They make Jeffrey Dahmer look like an amateur. Because he was an amateur. And they only bust amateurs. I give you an idea. And I'm just giving the New World Order a big middle finger. That's all I can say. I'm going to go back to Annie here in a moment. Briefly, we fund our operation with the products we sell, so we try to sell the very best products competitively as free market terrorists. free market extremist at the lowest prices. We have the Pro Pure, Pro One systems, the full selection, 20% off the already lowest price. No one. In fact, I was barely able to get authorization from the factory to even do this. This is like 10% lower than any special ever has been. And I don't know how long I can keep it going because it's wildly successful, obviously, and they don't want to run out of supplies. So supply and demand here. The demand's huge, so people are like, why do a special? Well, cause that's what I do. I'm just hardcore free market. Look out. I dominate the market in this because I sell for the lowest price. InfoWarsStore.com. The Pro King, the Nomad, the little ones, the big ones, the picture-based systems, it's all there. Or 888-253-3139. Promo code WATER20. As in 2.0, as in terrorist. Again, anything good. Mother's milk terrorist. Cyanide poison, loving anti-terrorist. Obamacare rape you? Good. Not defraud you? Terrorist. So there's all sorts of terrorist stuff up there. Survival shield, nascent iodine, discounted. Totally evil, totally terrorist. Totally good for the thyroid. Totally bad. Blocks the fluoride. And that's really bad. Because you need to take that to be brain damaged. So again, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 20% off on all the ProPure items. The promo code WATER20. Overdrive coming up. I'm going to go back to Annie, Aaron, and Natalie at least. I may even go further and go to Brian and Michael. Nightly news tonight, 7.
Visit GCNLive.com.
Don't always expect us to be here tomorrow, folks. You never know what's going to happen.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, real fast. Annie in Florida, thanks for holding. You got cut off by a break earlier. Go ahead and make your other point there about what you're doing, waking folks up.
I just said I'm 77. I'm a great-great-grandmother, but that doesn't make me dead. Every place I go shopping, I open up my mouth to strangers that I never have met and tell them about all the bad things that are happening. And a lot of them will write down InfoWars.com and say they're going there to listen. The only ones I can't get to listen is my family. They have on blinders and earmuffs.
Well, you know, salesmen will tell you the hardest people to sell stuff to, even, you know, snow cones in hell, is your family. Families, like, disrespect each other in the modern age, whereas in the old days, folks listen to their family. If you don't listen to your family, you don't respect yourself. People don't respect their parents. They don't honor their father and their mother. And that's why our society is so screwed up. And everybody knows, folks, parents aren't perfect, but it's sad to see the real breakdown of society. God bless you, Annie, and I appreciate what you're doing. Listen, the word of mouth. When I'm about to have my radio show come on, and I'm at a red light, and I see somebody with their window down, I'll roll my window down and say, hey, tune into 90.1. I'm going to be on in about an hour. It's really important info. I'm telling you, you want to hear this. Or if it's a Sunday show, I'll say, I'm about to be on 590 a.m. Tune in about an hour. I'm going to say, important info. And I'll sit there at a gas station, start talking to everybody. And it's just what I do. And people are like, man, that's extremist. No, that's warning people. That's how you take the country back. Aaron, in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you. You are the one that woke me up. I was really blind for far too long. And now that I have five children of my own, I've become exceedingly concerned with the state of the world. And although I've had some people walk away from me for the views that I've expressed and that I post a lot of the things that you say.
Well, that's just because they're sheep, so don't feel bad, yeah.
Well, I realize if they walked away from me, then that means they heard something. So perhaps that will get them out there doing their own research and do some good. I'm also calling about, I know you heard something last week. Gigi interviewed a friend of mine. He's the Iranian filmmaker, Bahman Nasiri. And he sent me a message that he wanted me to pass along to you. And if you'll just give me 1 second, it's not very long. It says, Dear Mr. Jones, I urge you to give me 10 minutes of your show because I have important information and documented proof about a lot of things that the American people have to know right
sure,
now.
Sure, sure, sure. Listen, I'll look into having him on. We had him on the nightly news. I think I've had 2 calls lobbying to get him on, but we'll look into that. I appreciate your call. Natalie in Australia, you're on the air at about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to say something. Pre-Obama, my nephew who lives in Australia, he was 12 years old and had a hip problem, okay? And for 5 years, they kept changing the date for the operation. Well, it's never happened. And then recently, my brother, he went to the hospital. He has a weak chest. Now, he smokes, but they told him if he continues smoking, they won't help him. And when I came here, I came here legally, okay, to the United States, and I went to the ER with a health problem. I couldn't breathe, and they said it was walking pneumonia. I had no health care, but they fixed me up, okay? And I just wanted to say that when I tell people about you, they just want to be happy till they're not. And I just want to say for everybody out there who's worried or scared, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Natalie. Now in the U.S. from Australia. Now notice under socialist health care, can't get a hip replacement, can't see the doctor. She comes here, doesn't have any health care, gets it. Under Obamacare, gone. They're now turning homeless away. 1 month into Obamacare. Okay, we read the bill. It's the monumental screw job, but it doesn't matter because he's a Democrat, so you're racist if you're against it. Wake up and admit you were conned, Obaminoids. And mainline conservatives admit you've been conned as well.